That's when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes. It's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and Internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes Internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. On a holiday weekend, a very happy Easter.
Wait, what's happening with the... You're playing a tape. Hello? What is going on? I'm back from a 10-day sojourn in the Caribbean, diving in Turks and Caicos, and had a great time.
And then I finished the week at Amelia Alliance for Natural Health.
ANH-USA.org is the place to go to defend your health freedom. I'm president of that organization currently, and we have a lot of things in store for 2024. We'll be apprising you of some of those developments. It's here, 877-726-8255. There's a verdict in the Prevagen jury trial, that brain-supporting supplement taken on by the FTC and the Attorney General of New York, and there's a verdict in the trial. We'll share that with you. Interesting case. Also, what are you going to do now? Am I live? Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I apologize for the little bit of a glitch because we put on a little bit of last week's program. So here we be, and just to share with you that this is a contemporary program. I'm a survivor of the 2024 Northeast earthquake, and I congratulate all of you on your survival, and I hope that you're doing fine. And it was really kind of a non-event. I was sitting on my sofa, and I started feeling a little shaking. I live on the 21st floor of an apartment building in Manhattan, and shaking is not uncommon because there's demolition as they build buildings here in New York City, dynamiting through the granite to establish the foundations of some of these 100-story skyscrapers, and sometimes there's also random explosions. You know, maybe it's a terrorist thing. That can happen here in New York. There are sonic booms. There's construction in my building. Sometimes there's a lot of banging and loud sounds. But within a few seconds, I recognize that, we're experiencing an earthquake. I, being from California and a little bit alert to the signs of an earthquake, it was a little bit of shaking and swaying. And then in a few seconds it was over. And they made a big ballyhoo about it because, well, it's the Northeast and that is a rare event. It is an outlier. But in California, we have these tremblers all of the time. But to give you kind of an idea, 4.8 on the Richter scale is a measure of earthquake severity. The Richter scale is not a scale that goes up incrementally, just, you know, 4.8 to 5.8 to 6.8 to 7.8. That's a little bit worse. It's actually a logarithmic scale. So you go from 4.8 to 5.8, it's tenfold. If you go from 4.8 to 6.8, it's 100-fold. From 4.8 to 7.8, it's 1,000-fold. And if you go from 4.8 to 8.8, which is in the range of some of the worst recorded earthquakes in history, it's 10,000-fold. Like the big Alaska earthquake up in Alaska that caused a big tidal wave. There were deaths, or the big Japanese earthquake that was a 9 on the Richter scale, causing massive tsunamis. We survived, and it wasn't such a big deal. It's such kind of example that Mother Nature still has its sway on us. 877-726-8255 is our number. And that's the number that we're going to use for phone calls and comments this weekend. We invite you to come directly into the doctor's office. Let's talk first about the ketogenic diet and its impact on mental health. There's a landmark study, a very exciting study, but if you look up a keto diet, you'll be directed to conventional sites like Harvard Health. Harvard Health is thought to be authoritative and mainstream and reasonable in this discussion of health-related issues. And if you Google keto diet and you check the Harvard Health site, it says a keto diet has numerous risks. First of all, that it's high in saturated fat, which is said to be a big problem. They're still in that obsolete paradigm that saturated fat is what kills you. They say that a keto diet is advertised, and I'm quoting, as a weight loss wonder, but this eating plan comes with serious risks. Specifically, they cite liver problems. Well, liver problems actually get better on a keto diet, according to studies. Fatty liver, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, actually can improve on a very low-carb diet. It's the carbs that drive the fat accumulation within the liver, kind of intuitively, because a keto diet relatively high in fat. There's also, they cite kidney problems as a potential problem, but only in people who are really in kidney failure do you have to worry about very high levels of protein in the diet. People on dialysis or people with really bad kidneys due to severe diabetes and hypertension that can cause elevated levels of creatinine, which signals kidney failure, you know, may be a problem. But for ordinary people, plenty of protein can be handled very nicely. Constipation is a problem, but if you have adequate vegetables, it's not saying that you can't have non-starchy vegetables on a keto diet. And then they cite mood swings as a problem because of low blood sugar, because, you know, you're not eating a lot of sugar, so you could have mood problems. You could be, quote, hangry because of this. This is obsolete thinking because a new pilot study led by Stanford Medicine researchers has found that a ketogenic diet not only restores metabolic health in these patients as they continue their medications, but it further improves their psychiatric conditions. The results were published in last month's Psychiatric Research, a journal, suggests that a keto diet can be a powerful aid in treating mental illness. And this is actually something that was foretold to us by a recent guest, Chris Palmer, who wrote a great book called Brain Energy. Now, there have been anecdotal reports of people going on a keto diet, lots of people reporting, say, on social media and Twitter, now known as X, that their mental health problems have improved on a keto diet, very low-carb diet. But these have been, you know, anecdotal reports. So this is the first real study that evaluates this. What she says, the lead researcher, Lori her name is Shabani Sethi. She says the ketogenic diet has been proven to be effective for treating resistant epileptic seizures by reducing the excitability of neurons in the brain. We thought it'd be worth exploring this treatment in psychiatric conditions. Well, mood problems can be looked at as kind of like seizures of the brain, you know, emotional seizures, as opposed to epileptic seizures where there's movement and, you know, thrashing of the limbs. So what happened in this study, they did a four-month pilot trial with 21 adult participants who were diagnosed with schizophrenia or bipolar disorder, and many of them had metabolic syndrome. They were overweight. They had high triglycerides. They had insulin resistance and impaired glucose tolerance. They were instructed to follow a ketogenic diet as follows: 10% of the calories from carbohydrates, not no carbohydrates, but very low carbohydrates, 30% from protein, and 60% from fat, because you got to get your energy from some source on a keto diet. And they were told not to count calories, just to eat whatever they wanted to eat. What they discovered is that after 4 months on a ketogenic diet, none of the participants had metabolic syndrome. Before the trial, 29% of them had at least three of five conditions: obesity, elevated triglycerides, low HDL, elevated blood pressure, and elevated fasting glucose levels. But the psychiatric benefits were also striking, in addition to the fact that they lost about 10% of their body weight. On average, the participants improved 31% on a psychiatrist rating of mental illness, with three-quarters of the group showing clinically meaningful improvement. Dr. Sethi says the participants reported improvements in their energy, sleep, mood, and quality of life. So the take-home from this is that a ketogenic diet can provide ketones as an alternate fuel to glucose for a brain with energy dysfunction. You get kind of a steady state of energy generation in the brain, as opposed to if you have ups and downs of blood sugar, if you're on a blood sugar roller coaster because of metabolic syndrome or prediabetes. And that's the premise of Brain Energy by Chris Palmer, a book that I recommend. And I think that this is this really portends a breakthrough in our approach to mental illness, that we really ought to couple diet with medications and talk therapy, even for serious conditions like in this study, schizophrenia, bipolar disease, very, very debilitating, serious psychiatric conditions, not just a little bit of anxiety or, you know, low mood, depression, but serious and challenging mental conditions can respond to a ketogenic diet. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MAG-SRT from Jigsaw Health. MAG-SRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MAG-SRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MAG-SRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com and use code HOFFMAN10 for MAG-SRT, time-released magnesium.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's. certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Limp, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Limp mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation Radio with Mark Angelides.
Now, the flip side of that coin is, of course, much like the Fonnie Willis prosecution in Georgia, perhaps it's done more damage to the progressive campaign to cancel Donald Trump than it has to Donald Trump's electoral prospects. So that's all fascinating grist for the mill, I think.
Liberty Nation Radio.
All they want to do is keep you poor and stupid. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Some in the media are trying to tell you it's bad if your prices go down, causing a deflation spiral. If prices go down, are people really going to hold off on buying things? Doesn't everyone need groceries? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Have you heard about the Ozempic craze? It's a new oat drink that is promoted for its ability to promote weight loss. We'll weigh in on the efficacy or lack thereof of that momentarily. But before we do that, 877-726-8255 is our number. And we have some recorded calls there because you can call 877-726-8255 anytime during the week and you can record a question as did this person. Let's hear it.
To use your weight loss program, does one have to remain on it for the rest of their lives? Thank you.
Okay, so, you know, that's an interesting question, but it's actually, the way it's phrased, it's the wrong question, okay? Because I don't have a weight loss program per se. Back in the early 1990s, I devised a diet called the salad and salmon diet, which is a diet that includes lots of high quality protein, and it includes lots of fresh vegetables. It emphasizes less starchy vegetables, and it reduces the intake of refined carbohydrates and sugar. And we called it the salad and salmon diet. Now, it's not a single diet, because people who don't have to worry too much about weight, they can include some whole grains in the diet, perhaps, and maybe some more starchy vegetables. Certainly fat in the form of olive oil. And now we recognize that even saturated fats from meats can be consumed in moderate amounts and don't cause a problem, particularly if you curtail your carbohydrates. And so that was the idea behind the salad and salmon diet. It's kind of a quasi-Mediterranean diet. And it's not so much a diet, it's an eating plan. It's a way to go. It is the way that I eat and have eaten over the past 30 or 40 years, and it's helped me sustain my weight at approximately the same level. Yeah, I've gained a little weight with weight training, but it's the good kind of weight. It's like muscle weight. But that is something that is sustainable, and that's what we really want. We don't want somebody taking a fling at a, quote, diet to lose weight and then get sick and tired of all the restriction and maybe have their set point lowered, because the body has kind of a metabolic thermostat that causes you to want to eat like a house on fire when you lose weight. That's what happens with people when they go off things like Ozempic. So, yeah. You know, salad and salmon diet is available at drhoffman.com. Just click on the menu for the diet and check it out. That's a good, simply a good way to eat. But, you know, I think diets should be individualized for people's circumstances. Okay, the Ozempic craze, another weight loss trend is making its round on social media. It's called Ozempic. It is oat milk, which is kind of a paltry substitute for milk, because it's not particularly high in protein. It's missing a lot of vitamins. It's very low fat. Well, that's not necessarily good. And what you do is you mix it with lime juice and some other ingredients, and you drink it. And, yeah, if you drink something that's low calorie, yeah, you might lose some weight, but you also will be at risk of loss of lean muscle tissue. You may even restrict hair growth, and your hair might fall out. It's just an incomplete way to provide your body with the nutrients it needs during normal metabolism. So, yeah, the Ozempic craze, avoid it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most, in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And recently there was a big Democratic fundraiser at Radio City in New York, and highlighted in that fundraiser was performer Lizzo, whose music is quite good, but she is an example of a very overweight individual who is sometimes highlighted as part of the fat acceptance movement. And the fat acceptance movement attempts to remove stigma from overweight, and indeed she can shake it up pretty well. She's a good dancer and a good vocalist, but she's very overweight and certainly not a positive role model, with the exception of people who unfortunately battle overweight, and maybe they can see in her a positive role model. She, however, is tired of all the approbation that she's receiving because she's fat, and that's a word that isn't very PC these days. But she actually quit. She said she was going to quit, but what was meant by that, people were kind of surprised. They thought she was going to just quit recording or quit performing. She's just going to quit being on social media and receiving all the slings and arrows about how she's a bad example. But there's a lot of controversy that's arising around the fat acceptance movement. And there's a great investigative article in the Washington Post about how Big Food is using the fat acceptance movement to push back against restrictions on junk food. It's a fascinating article. Headline, as obesity rises, Big Food and dietitians push, quote, anti-diet advice. General Mills warns of, quote, food shaming. Dietitian influencers promote junk foods and discourage weight loss efforts. So for every positive movement, fat acceptance, you look, frankly, you can't get away anymore with bigotry. You can't get, you know, racial bigotry. That's a bad thing, can get you canceled. Anti-gay, anti-trans, anti-ethnic, anti-Semitic, all those things are a big no-no. But there's a lot of shaming of people who are fat, and it's kind of permissible, so I get it about the fat acceptance movement. Some people just metabolically challenged, and it's not simply about gluttony, although, yeah, diet and exercise and lifestyle play a role in why people exceed 300 pounds. In this investigative piece in the Washington Post, they write, and I'm quoting, one company in particular, General Mills, makers of Cocoa Puffs and Lucky Charm cereals, has launched a multi-pronged campaign that capitalizes on the teachings of the anti-diet movement, an investigation by the Washington Post has found. General Mills has toured the country touting anti-diet research, sketchy research that it claims proves the harms of, quote, food shaming. They use hashtags like derail the shame, hashtag no bad foods, hashtag food freedom, and hashtag ditch the diet on social media. And the company has also enlisted a team of lobbyists and pushed back against federal policies that would add health information to food labels and potentially restrict access to junk food. They also have hired a fleet of influencers, including 68 registered dietitians who get paid. Many of them have over 10,000 followers. Roughly 40% of these influencers with a combined reach of more than 9 million followers repeatedly used anti-diet language. This, in spite of the fact that since the 1980s, the U.S. obesity rate has more than doubled, and nearly half a million Americans die early each year as a result of excess body weight. So this is what General Mills Senior Manager for Nutrition and External Affairs has to say. Her name is Amy Cohn. Cohn denounced the media, and that would be me, right? I'm part of the media, for, quote, pointing the finger at processed foods and making consumers feel ashamed of their choices. She says, quote, you can help derail the cycle of shame. And she speaks to groups of dietitians and tells them to go easy on restrictive diets. They have big promotions where they tout some of their cereal products like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cocoa Puffs, and Trix. This is kind of a interesting kind of a covert effort by food manufacturers to get people to ease up on their concerns about poor quality food. This past fall, following a Washington Post investigation, the Federal Trade Commission cracked down on industry trade groups and a dozen nutrition influencers, flagging nearly three dozen social media posts that said failed to clearly disclose who is paying the influencers to promote artificial sweeteners or sugary foods. An example of which is a dietitian, Colleen Christensen, posted a video of herself eating Rocky Road ice cream on her TikTok account, which has the title At No Food Rules, in which she mocks low-calorie alternatives. She's made ads for pancake makers for her 300,000 followers. I don't know what she looks like. Perhaps she is overweight, or maybe she's svelte. Another example is Lauren Smith, who calls herself a food freedom dietitian on TikTok. She's posted ads for frozen pizza. So this is an example of food industry interference par excellence that attempts to dissuade us from making healthy choices. In some videos made by anti-diet dietitians, this article says, creators say no food should be labeled as, quote, junk or, quote, unhealthy because, quote, all foods have value, while at the same time showing snacks like Cheetos or candy brands like Reese's and Twix. Now, they actually list some case studies here of people who, following these influencers or following this dietary advice, have dangerously gained up to 60 pounds because they've just abandoned any effort towards dietary restraint. The movement is called HAES, Health at Every Size. And the association that holds the HAES trademark is called the Association for Size, Diversity, and Health. And it's based on a 1995 book entitled Intuitive Eating, A Revolutionary Anti-Diet Approach. They say intuitive eating urges followers to listen to their internal cues about hunger and is frequently used to help people with eating disorders. Well, I get it. People with eating disorders have lost their internal cues. And they binge or unduly restrict, and they're just not in touch with their internal appetite cues. So I get it. It may be an appropriate therapy for a bulimic person or an anorexic person to get in touch with their internal dietary cues and to stop restricting their diet in an obsessive way. Okay, I get it. That makes sense. But to apply this to the general populace could be very, very dangerous because without appropriate restraint from the part of the brain that makes rational decisions about eating, you're going to see people pack on the pounds to the benefit, of course, of the food industry. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm proud to include a new sponsor in our roster of great sponsors here. Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems, but magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MagSRT from Jigsaw Health. MagSRT has rightfully earned a reputation of the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MagSRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. And if you take a lot of magnesium, you know what I mean. For more information and to order MagSRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com. And use HOFFMAN10 for MagSRT, time-released magnesium. It's gentle on your stomach. All right, this item is of interest because it has to do with one of the most maligned foods around, eggs. So they did a study, and it's going to be presented on this weekend at the American College of Cardiology's annual scientific session that's ongoing in Atlanta. And it has to do with the impact of egg consumption. It's called the Prosperity Trial, which aimed to assess the effects of eating 12 or more fortified eggs per week. That's kind of like what I consume, you know, maybe 12, maybe 14. You know, every day I consume two eggs, so maybe one day off, versus a non-egg diet, which is consuming less than two eggs a week. And they wanted to see what the impact would be on HDL and LDL cholesterol as well as other key markers of cardiovascular health over a four-month period. And so they used fortified eggs. Now, what are fortified eggs? Fortified eggs are eggs that are enriched with omega-3. And the way they do that is they, you know, you are what you eat. So they feed flax meal to the chickens, the laying hens, and their eggs are enriched with omega-3. And I guess they give them some B vitamin fortification. And so here's what they found. Okay, so 4 months of eating 12 eggs per week. And these patients were at risk. These are patients who were 50 years of age, all had experienced one prior cardiovascular event or had two cardiovascular risk factors, such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, increased BMI or diabetes, overweight, okay. And what they found was interesting. There was no difference, virtually no difference statistically between the ones who had less than two eggs and the ones who had 12 eggs, but there were actually some not statistically significant but interesting effects on the LDL particle number, which is the quality of the LDL. The LDL didn't change very much. It went down 3 points, but that's, you know, hard, very trivial. But the particle quality changed. A very important lipid biomarker called ApoB got better. Troponin improved. That's a marker of heart damage. And there were better insulin resistance scores in the fortified egg group. So not enough to draw significant conclusions. At best, you could say there was a slight improvement. At worst, you could say there was equivalence. There was no difference in these people who consumed a lot of eggs. So just in time for Easter, new big study exonerating eggs in terms of cardiovascular risk. So, yeah, been saying for a long time, eggs are healthy for you, good source of protein, good source of lutein, zeaxanthin, good for the eyes, and a good alternative to eating a lot of carbs for breakfast. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. The spring allergy season is upon us. That, along with lingering factors contributing to airborne pollution, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by air pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. For a limited time, buy one bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor and get another one absolutely free. That's a $27 savings. Just go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com, or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free sale and arm yourself with the protective power of Breathe Clear with NT Factor this spring and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements that support mood and sleep, L-tryptophan, 5-HTP, GABA, and L-theanine. This collection provides essential amino acids and a serotonin precursor that support relaxation, restful sleep, and the regulation of mood and sleep-wake cycles, and are available in various potencies tailored to your specific needs. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements created for healthcare practitioners. Their formulations are based on the latest advances in nutritional science.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From Rhode Island, the February luncheon at the Tiverton VFW post was just a little bit different. The special guests were horses. Yep, full-size horses walked into the VFW, led by Carol Ann Silva, who runs the Medicine Horse Program at her nearby Silva Spirit Farm. She wanted to introduce veterans to equine therapy, which uses horses to help treat PTSD. William Patterson studied the behavior of horses. He described it as a utilitarian partnership, primarily centered around work and transportation, that has evolved into a connection that encompasses companionship, sport, therapy, and more. Veteran participation is funded by charities such as United Way of Fall River and the Rhode Island Foundation.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255, and that number gets you into the program, during the program, but also anytime you call during the week, you can record a question, as did this person. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm calling on behalf of a friend whose doctor decided to give him one of those weight loss drugs to control his blood sugar, knowing that he had problems with constipation. Well, he lost 70 pounds after 1.5 feet of his intestines had to be removed because of blockage, and he has a colostomy. So I think there should be better warnings about these drugs. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, that's a really successful weight loss program, but unfortunately at tremendous peril to the patient. And, yes, that is one of the potential side effects, one of the most dire side effects that can happen with these drugs. Because one of the ways that they improve satiety, make you feel full, is they slow gastric emptying, and they basically slow intestinal transit. And if you're already constipated, you're at higher risk for what is called an obstruction. And when things stop, then sometimes you can have an intestinal emergency, the intestinal cells can die, you know, just like in a heart attack. If you don't have adequate blood circulation in your heart, parts of your heart die. Well, parts of your intestine die. And in that case, you have to have emergency surgery and have a segment of your intestine removed, and then you've got a bag. You've got a colostomy. And, yes, indeed, that can promote some weight loss, but that's not the way you want to lose weight. And for every single one of these drugs, there is a corresponding class action lawsuit. And albeit, you know, a small percentage of people, you know, maybe, you know, 0.1% of people experience these serious side effects. I mean, it's one thing to experience bad constipation and nausea and vomiting. You have to get off the drug. You know, don't tolerate it. And that happens, you know, more frequently, but it's not like something that you can sue the company for. But there are class action lawsuits out there against the companies making these weight loss medications. And, you know, the companies consider this breakage. You know, like if you have a store where you sell pottery and, you know, people come and browse and, you know, sometimes, you know, they knock something over and break it, you know, just, or something breaks in shipping, you know, you write it off. You know, 5 to 10% of retail items, you write off because of what's called breakage. And that's what basically these pharmaceutical companies are doing, because they're making billions and billions of dollars on these drugs. And so they're going to write up the cost of litigation and maybe some settlements against the enormous profits on the upside, because, you know, that's just the way it is with pharmaceutical drugs. For some people, it can be devastating. And unless a preponderance of people have these, the drugs are going to stay on the market. They won't be taken off the market. So, you know, caveat emptor, consumer beware when you undertake these seemingly miraculous weight loss panaceas. 877-726-8255, our number. All right, this time, when you get checked for cardiovascular risk, you're going to check your cholesterol and your HDL and your triglycerides, and maybe a, you know, more comprehensive evaluation will show your LDL particle size and look at ApoB and C-reactive protein and homocysteine and Lp(a). Well, maybe, and this is something I've been urging, maybe you should check levels of omega-3 fatty acids, because in a recent study, entitled Role of Polyunsaturated Fat in Modifying Cardiovascular Risk, they looked at people with a strong family history of cardiovascular disease, and they found that low intake of EPA, DHA, and alpha-linolenic acid, which can be determined with a blood test, can be a very, very good way, in fact, better even than cholesterol alone, at predicting the risk of cardiovascular disease. So there you go. Cardiovascular risk determined by intake of omega-3 fatty acids. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we
do about them? The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Eclipse enthusiasts are staking out their spots across three countries, hoping for clear skies to see tomorrow's solar eclipse. A lot of businesses are closing for the event. There's traffic postings along the projected path, warning drivers to be on the lookout for slow traffic and sudden stops. Special viewing glasses are flying off the shelves as well. Small towns seeing an influx of visitors, hoping to get just the right spot. Case in point, in Waxahachie, Texas, just south of Dallas, one business owner says there's a lot of people there already.
My understanding is there's going to be over 100,000 that are going to be right in town here looking at this eclipse.
But Heather Appleby, a Dallas College astronomy and physics professor, says Lone Star lookers will be somewhat disappointed.
It's sounding like here in Dallas, kind of early morning, we are going to get a very thin layer of high-level clouds come in. But they're thin cirrus clouds, so they're transparent. You can see through them a little bit. They've been describing it like a veil.
Meanwhile, there won't be another coast-to-coast solar eclipse until 2045. A new survey suggests most Americans share core values, despite the country's deep political divide.
Most political polls reveal extreme partisanship, but a new APNORC survey found that about 9 in 10 U.S. adults say the right to vote, the right to equal protection under the law, and the right to privacy are important or very important to the U.S.'s identity as a nation. And while there was agreement on what it means to be an American, there was another more pessimistic result. The same poll found that only 3 in 10 Americans believe the country's democracy is functioning well. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Salvage crews have begun removing containers from the deck of the cargo ship that crashed into and collapsed the Francis Scott Key Bridge. SRN News.
You all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
A suspected arsonist is in custody after a fire at Senator Bernie Sanders' Vermont office.
Federal prosecutors say Shant Sogomonian has been charged with setting a fire outside Senator Bernie Sanders' Burlington, Vermont office on Friday. The lawmaker was not there and no one was injured. Officials say Sogomonian, who is 35 and previously of Northridge, California, entered the building, went to Sanders' third floor office, where security video showed him spraying a liquid on the door and setting it on fire. The motive remains unclear. The building suffered some fire and water damage. I'm Julie Walker.
The IRS says it's making progress in cracking down on fraud stemming from the COVID pandemic. Hundreds of millions of dollars were improperly distributed under the Employee Retention Credit to help small businesses keep their employees during the pandemic. More news at townhall.com. Researchers say most cancer drugs granted accelerated approval by the FDA do not deliver on their early promise.
The program allows the FDA to grant early approval to drugs that show favorable initial results against fatal diseases. In exchange, drug companies are expected to do rigorous testing and produce better evidence before gaining full approval. Now, the study found between 2013 and 2017, there were 46 cancer drugs granted accelerated approval. Of those, only 43% extended patients' lives in trials. Jason Walker reporting.
Anti-smoking groups are suing the U.S. government over a long-awaited ban on menthol cigarettes. The FDA says banning the minty flavor could prevent hundreds of thousands of smoking-related deaths. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
We appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap, and I want to start off by discussing today, I think, what is clearly the most difficult senior care community for most people to navigate. As I've talked before, I think the assisted living level of care, I think that's the second most difficult level of care in senior care community to try to go out, wade into the market and figure that out, you know, on your own. And that's simply because the assisted living level of care is not a very standardized model. There's a lot of wiggle room in there. And so you can have some assisted living communities providing a very little care, and that's okay. They can do that. And it's more of a kind of a marketing kind of a situation where you can say, the residents in our assisted living community are vibrant and active, and we're doing all these things, and that's great. And so you're going to need a little more of an independent person that you're trying to attract for that particular community. Some other assisted living communities will really provide a tremendous amount of care and almost approach that long-term care, that nursing home level of care, and their thought is, let's keep our residents here for as long as we can, and maybe they will never need the long-term care level of care because we can provide the two-person transfer, which is kind of unusual, but some places do that. We can provide diabetic management with insulin injection. Most places don't do that. Some places do. So you have everywhere from very, really light care all the way up to really heavy care and everything in between. So that's why the assisted living level of care, I think, is the second most difficult one to try to figure out. But clearly, the most difficult level of care to try to navigate and figure out on your own is what I call a continuing care retirement community. Now, some places are calling it a life plan community, and that there's some other terminology that you're seeing, you know, around here and there. To me, it's still a CCRC with different kinds of contracts available. So a CCRC, a continuing care retirement community, is an all-of-the-above kind of a situation. So they offer independent living, they offer assisted living, and they also offer long-term care.
So the concept is that, let's say you live in your house, and I'm working with several clients right now. They live in a beautiful, spacious home, and their homes are very nice. And they kind of hate to leave them, but they also know that there's a huge benefit to downsizing and then aging in place and having care available. So they're being proactive. We're out in the market. We're checking out our options. We're making some decisions. We're getting our name on some waiting lists through my firm, Senior Care Consulting, and then they're just going to manage the time frame as far as when to move. But again, that concept is you would downsize from your home. And one fellow I'm talking to, he said, you know, I mean, it's a big house. It's like 4,200 square feet. And I said, how much of that space do you actually use? Maybe 20%? He said, maybe. So it's usually, it's just so common to use just a fraction of the space in your house. So, you know, if you go from a 4,000 square foot house to a 1,400 square foot apartment, you're going to use all that apartment, and that might be just as much, maybe even more square footage than you're using in your own house. So it is usually a downsize, but, you know, most of these apartments are pretty darn nice, I'll say that. And it's a lifestyle change. It's an intentional and voluntary lifestyle change. So guess what you don't have to worry about? You don't have to worry about landscaping, mowing the lawn, scooping the snow if you're in a place that has snow over the wintertime. You don't have to worry about home maintenance and the roof leaking and the water heater going out and all the stuff that all of the burden, if you will, of home ownership or the responsibility of home ownership. You don't have to pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars every month in personal property tax like I do. Yuck. You don't have to pay, you know, $200, $300, $400 a month for homeowner's insurance. You don't have any of that stuff. You don't have to pay for utilities. And they even make a meal or two for you per day. But you still have a fully functioning kitchen, fully equipped. You can cook anything you want at any time you want to. But the idea is they take a little bit of that off your shoulders, a little bit of that burden or responsibility, and they'll cook you at least the main meal per day, maybe a couple of meals, maybe all meals are available. Okay, so you get to do that. Usually there would be a garage or maybe a covered parking space available for you, so you can come and go anytime you want to. And then you're living in independent living for a period of time. You have social opportunities. There's some transportation that would run out to the store once a week and, you know, and maybe go to the new theater and maybe go to a ball game, et cetera, et cetera. So you have a lot of social opportunities. You're on your own, but you're not alone. You're around a lot of other people, but you still have your own space. And you're fully functioning. You're fully independent. Without, again, you kind of let your hair down without all the burden and responsibilities of home ownership. And then a period of time down the road, let's say you decline and you need a little bit of help with those activities of daily living. So maybe you need a little bit of help getting dressed. Maybe it's difficult to get to your shoes, to put your shoes and socks on, entire shoes, et cetera, et cetera. Or maybe you need a little bit of help getting undressed and kind of turned down for the nighttime. So maybe you need a little help getting in and out of the shower safely. Maybe you need some help using the restroom. So that assisted living level of care is designed to help you with those activities of daily living. They can help you minimally or fully with bathing, dressing, grooming, using the restroom. They can help with incontinence care, incontinence support to a point. They also distribute your medications. There's a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. So you have that. They distribute your medications. They manage all of that for you. Take that one off your plate. I wish somebody would do that for me. And doctors make house calls. So they'll come to you. Now, if you want to keep your doctor and your specialist, that's no problem at all. There is transportation that would take you out to those appointments. So there is a lot of support at that assisted living level of care. So it's just not really medically based, but that's a lot of help, right? And then let's say you decline down the road and you need a little more help than that, then you could easily transition to the long-term care portion of the community. And long-term care, it may be referred to as the health center, the nursing center. The industry doesn't like the term, but a lot of people still say, "Oh, that's a nursing home where they can take care of, all of your medical needs." So at the long-term care level, that's the highest level. It is a medical model, and they can help in all the ways that you would receive in the assisted living level of care, but a heavier level of care. So you may be weakened to the point where it takes two staff to help you move from point A to point B. You may require a mechanical lift to help you safely move from point A to point B. They can help out with wound care. They can help out with catheter care, tube feeding. They can all day, every day, help out with diabetic management and insulin injections, pain management. It goes on and on and on. But you have more RN coverage there, more LPN coverage. It's a lot more medically based care. And so all of this can be found at the continuing care retirement community. But look at that. There, you've got a lot of layers to peel on that onion, right? So you have to figure out, is this independent living? Is this arrangement? Is this setup? Is that my best bet? Are they going to have assisted living? Is it in the same building or is it in a campus style setting? I want to check that out. I want to check out their long-term care. Are they doing a good job serving their residents at these levels that provide care, actual hands-on care? So that is tough. That's a lot to take in. And so coming up next, I'm going to talk about entrance fee models. I'm going to talk about rental-only models and get into some of the costs involved in moving to a continuing care retirement community. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. All CCRCs have an entrance fee. Does that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation Radio with Mark Angelides.
Now, the flip side of that coin is, of course, much like the Fannie Willis prosecution in Georgia, perhaps it's done more damage to the progressive campaign to cancel Donald Trump than it has to Donald Trump's electoral prospects. So that's all fascinating grist for the mill, I think.
Liberty Nation Radio.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. That's 800-419-1964.
All they want to do is keep you poor and stupid. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Some in the media are trying to tell you it's bad if your prices go down, causing a deflation spiral. If prices go down, are people really going to hold off on buying things? Doesn't everyone need groceries? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All CCRCs, all continuing care retirement communities, have an entrance fee. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And I'm going to get into that here. Let's just go ahead and jump into that right now. So, again, we're talking about CCRCs, continuing care retirement communities. It's an all of the above senior care community with independent living, assisted living, and long-term care. So let's talk about these entrance fees. I have a lot of people say, yeah, I don't know about that buy-in. And do you actually have ownership in that part of that property that you would live in? And just a lot of questions about that. So let's talk about that. So an entrance fee is typically, here in the Kansas City area, I think it's fairly typical, but if you get into some of the much larger metro areas, I know it is higher, and it could easily be higher. But the entrance fees are typically going to be around $250,000 upwards of one of my clients spent about $800,000 on his entrance fee. And you're like, well, what in the heck is that? So I think what they're counting on is someone selling their house that they're living in. Typically, that house is paid off, or you have a lot of equity in that home, and then you would use that money and just transfer it straight over to the entrance fee. So the entrance fee is an upfront fee. What am I getting for that, Steve? You're getting a tremendous peace of mind knowing that you can age in place and never have to change your address or never have to leave the organization. Okay, so there are different contracts with that, and I want to jump into that in just a second. But with that entrance fee, there are still monthly fees moving forward, starting in independent living and moving forward. And this is where it starts to get a lot more complex. Now, I have a lot of my clients say, well, wait a minute. What if I don't want to pay an entrance fee? Are there options that don't have an entrance fee? And the good news is, and the answer is, yes, there are some rental-only options. And then the next question I'm asked these things all the time. Well, are the places where you have to pay that entrance fee, are they better? I'm like, no, they're not. They're just different. They're just different philosophies, different models. So I personally know of some incredible, I mean, some excellent CCRCs in the Kansas City area that I tour with, you know, with my clients all the time, and they are rental only. You don't pay the six-figure entrance fee. And they just have a different philosophy. It's just pay for what you need as you need it. And they've got you covered. And again, you still have that peace of mind knowing you can age in place and they can take care of you for life. But I would say the majority of places do have an entrance fee. And again, you have monthly fees along with that entrance fee. So you have different types of contract. I would say the most common contract that I'll see out there is what's called a 90% refundable contract, meaning if you write a check for, say, $300,000 or whatever the number is, 90% of that is refunded to you in two different scenarios. So let's say you've lived there for a while. You decide to move. I'm moving to another state near my son or daughter or near my family, or I'm just going to move somewhere else. Okay, that you can certainly do that. 90% of that upfront entrance fee is refunded. But most people that move into a continuing care retirement community live there for the rest of their life. And then when they pass away, then 90% of that entrance fee is refunded to your estate or to your beneficiary, whoever you would designate that. Typically, it'll go to the estate, and then it flows through your estate or your trust to the people and the organizations that you want it to flow to. Okay, so that is the most common one. I've seen 80% refundable, 75% refundable, 50% refundable. But and it could get – and usually if less is refunded, then typically you're paying a lower – you're paying a lower amount. So you're kind of prepaying for a lower – you know, lower monthly rent, if you will. Okay, and then – just to make matters even more more complex. So there's a growing trend that I'm seeing where a lot of people are pushing back, saying, "Well, I don't know if I like, you know, losing that 10%. I mean, that 10%'s gone right off the top. I mean, you could move the next day, you just lost 10%. So what am I getting for my 10%? So I'm seeing a lot of places now offer discounted assisted living and discounted long-term care to as kind of a recognition of that 10%. So a lot of places will have, so one place that I'm aware of, they'll have a $1,000 per month discount off of whatever the rate is for assisted living or long-term care for a maximum of 5 years. Right? So, I mean, if you do the math, that's $60,000. So, and that may be way more than your 10%. If you have 10% of your entrance fee of $300,000, that's $30,000. You could receive up to $60,000 in discounted future health care. One place that I really like, I think it's really attractive financially for an entrance fee model, is it's a 90% contract, so 90% refunded. And then what happens is when you live in independent living, the monthly rate is X dollars, whatever it is, and it's less for a studio apartment and more for a one-bedroom and more for a two-bedroom, et cetera, et cetera. And then what they do is they will lock you in to a flat rate of, let's say, you know, $5,400 a month for either assisted living or long-term care. Now, to put that in perspective, that's $3,000 to $4,000 a month discount at the assisted living level, and that's anywhere from $8,000 to probably about $10,000 or $12,000 a month discount off of their long-term care. So you get a 90% refund, and you get heavily discounted assisted living and long-term care. So this is why we have so many people reaching out to Senior Care Consulting. We can help you make sense of all of this. We can find out exactly what you need through our proprietary geriatric care assessment. And a big part of that is, how are we going to pay for our care? The payment methods. We have a talk about that. Well, I'll do an entrance fee up to X dollars, but I don't really want to go over that. Or Steve, I'm not paying an entrance fee. Let's look at rental only. So whatever it is, and then we figure that out, and then we research the entire marketplace to determine our top options that check all of the boxes. We make this whole super complex process very, very simple. If you want more information on how we can help you and your family, reach out to Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And I'm going to have a wonderful guest coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaii mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Encouraged to visit fmcsa.dot.gov/grants to explore the funding opportunity and learn how to start the application process. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's highways. Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
When former U.S. Army Special Forces Sergeant Alan Shabaro returned to Texas in 2010, he had finished serving three rotations in Iraq, but knew plenty of others who had it worse. For starters, Shabaro still had all his limbs. A drill sergeant at peacetime and a Green Beret in wartime. That's when Shabaro opened Combat Base Texas to provide combat veterans coping with military-connected disabilities a long-term means to overcome their challenges through Brazilian jiu-jitsu and fitness training. The group provides year-long scholarships to disabled vets to train jiu-jitsu for free. Over the past 9 years, they've approved 800 training facilities, brought out 415 ambassadors, and awarded 1,200 scholarships.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, would like to introduce our next guest, Dr. Linda Johnson. She is the Senior Medical Director for a wonderful organization called Archwell Health. And Dr. Johnson, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thank you so much, Steve. I'm delighted to be here and share our story.
All right, I'm excited to hear from you. So it's wonderful to have you here in studio and on the program. So Dr. Johnson, tell us about Archwell Health.
So Archwell Health is senior-focused care, age 60 and above, and we're in 51 centers now across the country. We have three of them here in Kansas City, where we're talking from.
Yep.
And we're growing. We'll be adding more over the next several years. So the whole idea is to go into neighborhoods where there's seniors but not enough primary care. And we want to give those seniors the type of care we feel they believe that they deserve and believe that they need. So we're talking about one-on-one care with them, same-day access care when they're sick, socialization. So a whole 24/7 type of care to really fulfill the needs they need.
And very specifically for people age 60 and above. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so as far as the location, so you say 51?
Mm-hmm.
So I had someone from Archwell on the program. This has been a couple of years ago, maybe 2-3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they were just in a handful of locations, but really big plans. So they've really exploded over the last few years.
We have. We started out with 15 centers the first year back in 2021, and it ranged from Charlotte, North Carolina, to Birmingham, Alabama, to St. Louis, Kansas City, and Oklahoma. And then the next year we went out west and we added centers in Las Vegas and Phoenix and Tucson. And this past year we went down into Florida. We got 10 centers along the Gulf Coast of Florida, up to Omaha, and added more centers due to growth in the existing markets we were already in. So we're up to 51 now, and more plans to expand later this year.
That's fantastic. And three right here in the Kansas City metro. So that's fantastic. So in the communities you serve, what do people there find most exciting about Archwell Health?
It's a place just for them. So you're coming into a center where even the way we designed it, it's bright colors, it's uplifting, but it's quiet and nurturing, so you're not overwhelmed. You know, as we get older, it's just harder. We have different healthcare needs. We can't hear, we can't see. Getting around's harder. So we've designed the center specifically for someone over 60 to make it easier for them to get their care. We do just as much as we can there so that they have one-stop shopping. So we have the lab is there to get their blood work drawn. We do all kinds of on-site testing for different preventative things. We do immunizations. We have a whole care team built around them that includes social work and an RN for triaging and care manager for when they happen to be in the hospital or have to go to a rehab. So we do everything that we can to make life easier for them.
And it's all senior-focused. I love that. Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Johnson, our audience is made up of seniors and their caregivers, as well as many senior care professionals. So how can our listeners choose the best provider for either themselves or their parents or their clients?
So there's a variety of ways. So if you go to our website, it's very robust for each center with all the providers in those centers, so they can learn about them on the website. We have very regular open houses at our centers, so they're invited to come in, get to know the providers one-on-one at those open houses. We also invite folks just to come in and visit anytime. They can take a tour of one of the centers and see what we have to offer. One of the big things that's there that I like them coming for, in either an open house or an in-center visit, is we have activity centers in every single center. An issue that happens for seniors as they get older is they become very isolated.
There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And so socialization is a big, important part of their health. And so a variety of activities that go on in those senior centers. So it ranges from education-type things to informational things. So we have financial workshops. We have will workshops. We have different activities in the community that they might need to learn more about. And then we just have activities that they pick that range from crochet to bingo to we've got pajama parties and movie nights and all kinds of yeah. different activities. It's based on what they want. I'm most jealous. I love to garden, and the Independence Center that we have here uh-huh. has a beautiful garden outside
yeah.
that the members take care of, and then they get the bounty for the harvest. So it's whatever they want to have in the activity center, then we help arrange that. And, of course, there's lots of exercise. There's Zumba and yoga and different types of activity to help them in that regard, too.
So there's a lot more than just information and education and workshops, and that's very, very important. Mm-hmm. But you've got mm-hmm. the whole social aspect. You can have some fun. You can play some games.
Absolutely.
You can plant a garden.
Absolutely.
And you clearly become integrated as part of that community mm-hmm. where you serve.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of why we choose where we go. We're not in a big medical office building someplace. We're choosing locations that are in their community. Seniors also don't like to drive as they get older.
Yep.
So we want to make it easy for them to get to us. And so we're in their neighborhood, and we want to be an active participant in that neighborhood with them. But for those that can't get to us, we also help with transportation. So.
That's what I remember, mm-hmm. like I said, a couple of years mm-hmm. back, mm-hmm. that they said we could even arrange some transportation to get you to the
Absolutely.
Office and back.
Absolutely.
That's so, so mm-hmm. impressive. Mm-hmm. My doctor doesn't do that, by the way. So, so he's like, hey, figure out how to get here yourself. And if you need a blood draw, you may have to go somewhere else.
Exactly.
If you need an x-ray, mm-hmm. you may have to go somewhere else. So,
And that just, healthcare is yeah. confusing enough.
Yeah.
Anything
yeah.
that we can take out of that equation to make it simpler, that's what we're trying to do.
All right. So how is healthcare for adults age 60 plus different from healthcare provided for other age groups?
You know, it's a blessing. I tell all my patients, growing old is a blessing, but it comes with challenges. And, you know, the things that happen to our bodies as we age can sometimes be frightening. And so it's giving them the time they need to discuss all their concerns. So we have much longer appointments. So they have the time to sit and really share those concerns with their provider and really learn to have an ongoing relationship with the provider so that that trust is there.
So let's stop right there. So I've been on how many appointments where it's in and out 5 minutes and you're like, oh, wait, but
exactly.
we'll schedule
mm-hmm.
another appointment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like a flyby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like you do not do that at all.
We absolutely do not do that. So our appointments range from 20 minutes to 60 minutes.
Oh,
and if
wow.
you need it longer than 60 minutes, you get it.
Okay.
So.
Well, and that's one thing, you know, my mom, it's important to her. Mm-hmm. She's 81
mm-hmm.
and in pretty darn good shape, too. Mm-hmm. You would never guess she's 81. We're very, very fortunate, very blessed. But she would say, she really likes her doctor that she has now, but previously she's like, I didn't even get a chance to explain what's going on, and he's in and out of here, and I didn't feel like I was heard.
Right.
And, mm-hmm. and that's very disappointing mm-hmm. for her, so.
And that's what a longer appointment time gives you, the chance to be heard. Because we want to make decisions together with our members, too. You know, that's the other thing with getting older. You know what you want. You know what you don't want. And you make the decision together. So many times when it's like a quick type of appointment, I'm guilty of this in the past, that you just want to do what needs to be done for them because you got to move on to the next one.
Yep.
And you're not really including them in the decision-making. But by having more time, they're a part of that decision-making.
They're talking to you rather than speaking with you.
Absolutely.
And it's a monologue versus a dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's it. So, okay, so why is the patient experience so important when it comes to healthcare?
It's all about having better health. So if you have a good experience with your healthcare, then you'll understand more what's going on with you. You'll understand more why you're supposed to do the treatments that you need to do or the diet you need to do or the exercise regimen you need to do. you're more prone to trust that healthcare provider when there's new symptoms so that things can be addressed early before they become an issue or problematic. You just have a healthier, more productive life with a good healthcare experience.
And you feel like you're going to listen to your provider because you feel like you're part of the solution.
Exactly.
You're included. Again, dialogues versus monologue, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. So Archwell Health also offers activities, as you had mentioned earlier, workshops, workout classes, et cetera. So do you have any upcoming events here in the Kansas City market?
I actually should have brought you one of the calendars.
Oh, yeah.
I spent the day today at our Overland Park office. They had Zumba class this morning.
Oh, okay.
They've got a financial class coming up. They've got the pajama party for the movies that I talked about. They actually have senior karaoke.
I would
love to see that. We've got several ongoing talks this month at all the centers on different stages of diabetes. So if you've just been diagnosed with diabetes, if you're having trouble controlling your diabetes, carb counting, all kinds of different things on diabetes, that's kind of been the focus this month. We have activities that besides the Zumba, because everybody's at a different stage. So there's chair yoga, there's more line dancing type things. So whatever
it's
the exercise that you're able to do, we've got something for everybody.
Okay, and so our listeners can get more information at archwellhealth.com, is that correct?
They sure can, including the activity calendars.
Oh.
And like, for example, those diabetes talks that I talked about, they're not just for our members. So if they want to bring in their neighbor, they want to bring their family, it's for everybody. So.
All right. Dr. Linda Johnson, Senior Medical Director with Archwell Health. For more information, go to archwellhealth.com. And Dr. Johnson, thanks so much for making time in your schedule today to come in and visit with us and tell us more about Archwell Health. I really appreciate you.
And we really appreciate you giving us the chance to share our story.
All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit seniorcarelive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for five federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. Last year, more than $125 million in grants funded initiatives were awarded by the program. Funding recipients were empowered to promote access to commercial driver's license programs, prevent human trafficking within the industry, conduct commercial motor vehicle safety-related activities, deploy innovative technology efforts, advance transportation safety research, and more. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so let's talk about entrance fees and monthly costs at the continuing care retirement community type of senior care community. So, as you know, I always refer to them as CCRCs. So that's Continuing Care Retirement Community. And again, that's all of the above. They would offer independent living, assisted living, and long-term care. Now, some CCRCs would have an entrance fee, and that entrance fee in our area, somewhere around $250,000 would be on the low end. About $800,000 would be on the high end of it. You can get a very nice independent living apartment for anywhere from about $350,000 to about $600,000. I mean, really nice. Some places offer villas, so they're freestanding villas. Maybe they're duplexes, but they're soundproof from side to side, and they're really, really nice. They usually have a garage, a single or a double-car garage, and they're very, very nice. They would be on the higher end of that entrance fee, by the way. And typically, 90% of that is refunded, but there are lots of different contract variables and variations and options. But I wanted to jump into some of the monthly costs for a continuing care retirement community. So again, move into independent living, the entrance fee $250 to upwards of $800. $1,000, typically 90% refunded, but you have a monthly cost that goes along with that. And that's anywhere from $3,500 to maybe $5,500. That's right down the middle. I mean, it could definitely be more than that for sure. But I think this is pretty common, would include, you know, most of the inventory. Again, the larger the space, the nicer the space, the higher it's going to be. If you move in with your spouse, there's usually a second person fee that could be added to that monthly cost. Okay, so $3,500 to $5,500. And now that number might be a little bit different if you're in a rental-only CCRC where they don't have that upfront entrance fee, maybe closer to, you know, $4,500 to $6,000, so maybe just a little bit higher on the average, but you're also not writing a check for $250,000 to $800,000. Okay, so that's reflected there. And again, the idea is you move into independent living, let your hair down. It's a lifestyle change. It's a downsize. It's a really good thing. You don't have to worry about home ownership issues like, you know, the water heater went out. There's a leak in the roof. Yuck. Hate dealing with all that stuff. You don't have to mow, do the landscaping, et cetera, et cetera. You don't have to pay utilities, homeowners insurance, property tax, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's just wonderful. You move in, you let your hair down. They'll even make a meal or two for you per day. But you're still fully functioning in your apartment home or villa. There's a fully equipped kitchen, so you can cook wherever you want, whenever you want. But it is a lifestyle change, and it's a really nice change for a lot of folks. But then you have the peace of mind knowing that you can age in place and move to the assisted living level of care if you need a little bit of help. Move to the long-term care level of care if you need a little bit of help. But again, you still have these monthly fees. So the average fee, monthly fee for assisted living really is based on a couple of things. So a studio apartment is less than a one-bedroom apartment, is less than a two-bedroom apartment. So the more space you have, the higher it is. And then most of the time, if you need a little bit of care, you're paying less than someone who needs a lot of care. So you have that variable as well. So I would say the average monthly in assisted living is going to be somewhere between $6,000 to $9,000 per month. And that should cover, I think, the majority of places. Okay, and then if you move to long-term care, that's the medical model. Some people refer to that as a nursing home. I generally refer to that as long-term care, but that is where you have a couple of options. That's the highest level of care. You have a lot more RNs and LPNs at that point. They can handle a lot of medical issues like catheter care, diabetic management with insulin injection, wound care, tube feeding. It goes on and on and on. So you could have a shared room in long-term care. The average cost is going to be anywhere from about $8,000 to $9,500. That's kind of right down the middle. Larger metro areas, it could be definitely higher than that. I think that's going to cover most places. And then if you want a private room in long-term care, that space really comes at a premium because it's mostly about the care that you need and receive. But that average cost is going to be somewhere between about $11,000 to $15,000 per month. Which is keep both hands on the wheel. If you're driving, don't be I felt a couple of cars out there kind of jerk, like, oh, what? So, but yeah, very, very expensive. But when you move into a continuing care retirement community, I think the major benefit is that you are buying peace of mind. You have the peace of mind knowing that you can let your hair down. You can move into independent living. You can have some social opportunities. They'll make a meal or two for you. You have your own space. And then if you need it later on, which most of us will, you can transition to the assisted living portion of the community where they can help you with your activities of daily living. If you need a little more help than that, they've got you covered. This is the peace of mind, knowing they will take care of you regardless of your needs. You can transition to long-term care, and they can take care of you with your physical needs and your medical needs. And if it's a place, a CCRC that's in one building, one big building, you never have to change your address. Some places are maybe on a small campus-style arrangement, but you never have to leave the organization. They've got you covered. That's the peace of mind that you have when you move into a continuing care retirement community. And some of the contracts offer heavy discounts on the assisted living and long-term care monthly costs that could be to a major, major advantage for you. So, again, if you need help navigating this really complex world of...
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A ferry accident off the coast of Mozambique, reports of upwards to 90 people dead. Some Israeli troops are leaving Gaza.
On Sunday, Israel's military announced it was drawing back forces from the 98th Paratroopers Division, who had been operating in the area of Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. The Hamas stronghold has been the main focus of Israel's offensive in recent months. That brings Israeli troop levels in Gaza to some of the lowest levels since the war began, raising questions about plans for the war going forward, especially the fate of the southernmost Gaza city of Rafah. The prospect of an Israeli offensive has raised global alarm, including from top ally the US, which is demanded to see a credible plan to protect civilians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Around the clock at the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, removal of the containers from the deck of the Dolly continuing as weather permits. U.S. Customs and Border Protection is expanding the use of technology to process the ever-growing number of passengers as travel booms following the coronavirus pandemic-related slumps.
During fiscal year 2023, the agency processed nearly 400 million travelers at the ports of entry. That's a 24% increase over the previous year. When looking at the country's top 20 airports by passenger volume, officers processed 31% more travelers, while average wait times increased 11%. To speed movement through the airports, officials are moving toward app-based technologies like the Mobile Passport Control app, which allows passengers to upload their photos and information. When those passengers enter the screening area, they get routed to a separate line. Jeremy House reporting.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Police and FBI are investigating last weekend's multi-million dollar theft from a Los Angeles money storage facility.
The brazen $30 million cash heist in Los Angeles on Easter Sunday has triggered rampant speculation. Thieves broke into a global cash management and security firm. The case is being investigated by Los Angeles police and the FBI. Security expert Jim McGuffey told KTLA the case is puzzling, that insiders may have had a role. And McGuffey says security firms have been cutting costs.
I think that the industry is riding on luck. So, you know, over the years, they've made a lot of cuts in safety and security. I'm not saying Garter World, I'm saying many of them.
McGuffey says the firm should have had multiple alarm systems and a seismic monitor near the safe that was cracked. I'm Norman Hall.
Check out the latest breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. California-based 99-cent-only stores are no more.
The retailer closed all 371 of its outlets Friday. The shuttering ends the chain's 42-year run of selling an assortment of bargain basement merchandise. The company has stores across California, Arizona, Nevada, and Texas. Interim CEO Mike Simoncic said in a statement that the retailer has struggled for years as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, changes in consumer demand, inflation, and rising levels of product shrink. A measure that encompasses losses from employee theft, shoplifting, damage, administrative errors, and more. Keith Peters reporting.
A Southwest Airlines jet leaving Denver was forced to land after the engine cover fell off and struck the wing flap during takeoff. The Boeing 737 landed safely Sunday. Passengers headed to Houston were put on another aircraft. Second mishap this week for the airline. More at townhall.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
To Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. On a holiday weekend, a very happy Easter.
Wait, what's happening with the... You're playing a tape. Hello? What is going on?
Address your needs. Come directly to the doctor's office by calling 877-726-8255. We also have some recorded calls because that number active throughout the week. Some people called in with questions.
I'm back from a 10-day sojourn in the Caribbean, diving in Turks and Caicos, and had a great time.
And then I finished
the week at a meeting of the Alliance for Natural Health, anh-usa.org. Is the place to go to defend your health freedom. I'm president of that organization currently, and we have a lot of things in store for 2024. We'll be apprising you of some of those developments. It's here, 877-726-8255. There's a verdict in the Prevagen jury trial, that brain supporting supplement taken on by the FTC and the Attorney General of New York, and there's a verdict in the trial. We'll share that with you. Interesting case. Also, what are you going to do now? Am I live? Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I apologize for the little bit of a glitch because we put on a little bit of last week's program. So here we be, and just to share with you that this is a contemporary program I'm a survivor of the 2024 Northeast earthquake, and I congratulate all of you on your survival, and I hope that you're doing fine. And it was really kind of a non-event. I was sitting on my sofa, and I started feeling a little shaking. I live on the 21st floor of an apartment building in Manhattan, and shaking is not uncommon because there's demolition as they build buildings here in New York City, dynamiting through the granite to establish the foundations of some of these 100-story skyscrapers, and sometimes there's also random explosions. You know, maybe it's a terrorist thing. That can happen here in New York. There are sonic booms. There's construction in my building. Sometimes there's a lot of banging and loud sounds. But within a few seconds, I recognize that, we're experiencing an earthquake. I, being from California and a little bit alert to the signs of an earthquake, it was a little bit of shaking and swaying. And then a few seconds, it was over. And they made a big ballyhoo about it because, well, it's the Northeast, and that is a rare event. It is an outlier. But in California, we have these tremblers all of the time. But to give you kind of an idea, 4.8 on the Richter scale is a measure of earthquake severity. The Richter scale is not a scale that goes up incrementally, 4.8 to 5.8 to 6.8 to 7.8. That's a little bit worse. It's actually a logarithmic scale. So you go from 4.8 to 5.8, it's tenfold. If you go from 4.8 to 6.8, it's 100-fold. From 4.8 to 7.8, it's 1,000-fold. And if you go from 4.8 to 8.8, which is in the range of some of the worst recorded earthquakes in history, it's 10,000-fold. Like the big Alaska earthquake up in Alaska that caused a big tidal wave. There were deaths, or the big Japanese earthquake that was a 9 on the Richter scale, causing massive tsunamis. We survived, and it wasn't such a big deal. It's such an example that Mother Nature still has its sway on us. 877-726-8255 is our number, and that's the number that we're going to use for phone calls and comments this weekend. We invite you to come directly into the doctor's office. Let's talk first about the ketogenic diet and its impact on mental health. There's a landmark study, a very exciting study, but if you look up a keto diet, you'll be directed to conventional sites like Harvard Health. Harvard Health is thought to be authoritative and mainstream and reasonable in this discussion of health-related issues. And if you Google a keto diet and you check the Harvard Health site, it says a keto diet has numerous risks. First of all, that it's high in saturated fat, which is said to be a big problem. They're still in that obsolete paradigm that saturated fat is what kills you. They say that a keto diet is advertised, and I'm quoting, as a weight loss wonder, but this eating plan comes with serious risks. Specifically, they cite liver problems. Well, liver problems actually get better on a keto diet. According to studies, fatty liver, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, actually can improve on a very low-carb diet. It's the carbs that drive the fat accumulation within the liver, kind of intuitively, because a keto diet relatively high in fat. There's also, they cite kidney problems as a potential problem, but only in people who are really in kidney failure do you have to worry about very high levels of protein in the diet. People on dialysis or people with really bad kidneys due to severe diabetes and hypertension that can cause elevated levels of creatinine, which signals kidney failure, may be a problem. But for ordinary people, plenty of protein can be handled very nicely. Constipation is a problem, but if you have adequate vegetables, it's not saying that you can't have non-starchy vegetables on a keto diet. And then they cite mood swings as a problem. because of low blood sugar, because, you know, you're not eating a lot of sugar, so you could have mood problems. You could be, quote, hangry because of this. This is obsolete thinking, because a new pilot study led by Stanford Medicine researchers has found that a ketogenic diet not only restores metabolic health in these patients as they continue their medications, but it further improves their psychiatric conditions. The results were published in last month's Psychiatric Research, a journal, suggests that a keto diet can be a powerful aid in treating mental illness. And this is actually something that was foretold to us by a recent guest, Chris Palmer, who wrote a great book called Brain Energy. Now, there have been anecdotal reports of people going on a keto diet, lots of people reporting, say, on social media and Twitter, now known as X, that their mental health problems have improved on a keto diet, very low-carb diet. But these have been, you know, anecdotal reports. So this is the first real study that evaluates this. What she says, the lead researcher, her name is Shivani Sethi. She says the ketogenic diet has been proven to be effective for treatment-resistant epileptic seizures by reducing the excitability of neurons in the brain. We thought it'd be worth exploring this treatment in psychiatric conditions. Well, mood problems can be looked at as kind of like seizures of the brain, you know, emotional seizures, as opposed to epileptic seizures where there's movement and, you know, thrashing of the limbs. So what happened in this study, they did a four-month pilot trial with 21 adult participants who were diagnosed with schizophrenia or bipolar disorder, and many of them had metabolic syndrome. They were overweight. They had high triglycerides. They had insulin resistance and impaired glucose tolerance. They were instructed to follow a ketogenic diet as follows: 10% of the calories from carbohydrates, not no carbohydrates, but very low carbohydrates, 30% from protein, and 60% from fat, because you got to get your energy from some source on a keto diet. Then they were told not to count calories, just to eat whatever they wanted to eat. What they discovered is that after 4 months on a ketogenic diet, none of the participants had metabolic syndrome. Before the trial, 29% of them had at least three of five conditions: obesity, elevated triglycerides, low HDL, elevated blood pressure, and elevated fasting glucose levels. But the psychiatric benefits were also striking, in addition to the fact that they lost about 10% of their body weight. On average, the participants improved 31% on a psychiatrist rating of mental illness, with three-quarters of the group showing clinically meaningful improvement. Dr. Sethi says the participants reported improvements in their energy, sleep, mood, and quality of life. So the take-home from this is that a ketogenic diet can provide ketones as an alternate fuel to glucose for a brain with energy dysfunction. You get kind of a steady state of energy generation in the brain, as opposed to if you have ups and downs of blood sugar, if you're on a blood sugar roller coaster because of metabolic syndrome or prediabetes. And that's the premise of Brain Energy by Chris Palmer, a book that I recommend. And I think that this really portends a breakthrough in our approach to mental illness, that we really ought to couple diet with medications and talk therapy, even for serious conditions like in this study, schizophrenia, bipolar disease, very, very debilitating, serious psychiatric conditions, not just a little bit of anxiety or, you know, low mood, depression, but serious and challenging mental conditions can respond to a ketogenic diet. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods,
Many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MAG-SRT from Jigsaw Health. MAG-SRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MAG-SRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MAG-SRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com and use code HOFFMAN10 for MAG-SRT, time-release magnesium.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
All they want to do is keep you poor and stupid. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Some in the media are trying to tell you it's bad if your prices go down, causing a deflation spiral. If prices go down, are people really going to hold off on buying things? Doesn't everyone need groceries? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
a regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Have you heard about the Ozempic craze? It's a new oat drink that is promoted for its ability to promote weight loss. We'll weigh in on the efficacy or lack thereof of that momentarily. But before we do that, 877-726-8255 is our number. And we have some recorded calls there because you can call 877-726-8255 anytime during the week and you can record a question, as did this person. Let's hear it.
To use your weight loss program, does one have to remain on it for the rest of their lives? Thank you.
Okay, so, you know, that's an interesting question, but it's actually, the way it's phrased, it's the wrong question. Okay, because I don't have a weight loss program per se. Back in the early 1990s, I devised a diet called the salad and salmon diet, which is a diet that includes lots of high quality protein, and it includes lots of fresh vegetables. It emphasizes less starchy vegetables, and it reduces the intake of refined carbohydrates and sugar. And we called it the salad and salmon diet. Now, it's not a single diet, because people who don't have to worry too much about weight, they can include some whole grains in the diet, perhaps, and maybe some more starchy vegetables. Certainly fat in the form of olive oil. And now we recognize that even saturated fats from meats can be consumed in moderate amounts and don't cause a problem, particularly if you curtail your carbohydrates. And so that was the idea behind the salad and salmon diet. It's kind of a quasi-Mediterranean diet. And it's not so much a diet, it's an eating plan. It's a way to go. It is the way that I eat and have eaten over the past 30 or 40 years. And it's helped me sustain my weight at approximately the same level. Yeah, I've gained a little weight with weight training, but it's the good kind of weight. It's like muscle weight. But that is something that is sustainable, and that's what we really want. We don't want somebody taking a fling at a, quote, diet to lose weight and then get sick and tired of all the restriction and maybe have their set point lowered, because the body has kind of a metabolic thermostat that causes you to want to eat like a house on fire when you lose weight. That's what happens with people when they go off things like Ozempic. So, yeah. You know, salad and salmon diet is available at drhoffman.com. Just click on the menu for the diet and check it out. That's a good, simply a good way to eat. But, you know, I think diets should be individualized for people's circumstances. Okay, the Ozempic craze, another weight loss trend's making its round on social media. It's called Ozempic. It is oat milk, which is kind of a paltry substitute for milk because it's not particularly high in protein. It's missing a lot of vitamins. It's very low fat. Well, that's not necessarily good. What you do is you mix it with lime juice and some other ingredients, and you drink it. And, yeah, if you drink something that's low calorie, yeah, you might lose some weight, but you also will be at risk of loss of lean muscle tissue. You may even restrict hair growth, and your hair might fall out. It's just an incomplete way to provide your body with the nutrients it needs during normal metabolism. So, yeah, the Ozempic craze, avoid it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world.
From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And recently there was a big Democratic fundraiser at Radio City in New York, and highlighted in that fundraiser was performer Lizzo, whose music is really quite good, but she is an example of a very overweight individual who is sometimes highlighted as part of the fat acceptance movement. And the fat acceptance movement attempts to remove stigma from overweight. And indeed, she can shake it up pretty well. She's a good dancer and a good vocalist, but she's very overweight and certainly not a positive role model, with the exception of people who unfortunately battle overweight, and maybe they can see in her a positive role model. She, however, is tired of all the approbation that she's receiving because she's fat, and that's a word that isn't very PC these days. But she actually quit. She said she was going to quit. But what was meant by that, people were kind of surprised. They thought she was going to just quit recording or quit performing. She's just going to quit being on social media and receiving all the slings and arrows about how she's a bad example. But there's a lot of controversy that's arising around the fat acceptance movement. And there's a great investigative article in the Washington Post about how Big Food is using the fat acceptance movement to push back against restrictions on junk food. It's a fascinating article, headline, "As Obesity Rises, Big Food and Dietitians Push, Quote, Anti-Diet Advice. General Mills Warns of, Quote, Food Shaming. Dietitian influencers promote junk foods and discourage weight loss efforts." So for every positive movement, fat acceptance, you look, frankly, you can't get away anymore with bigotry. You can't get, you know, racial bigotry. That's a bad thing, can get you canceled. Anti-gay, anti-trans, anti-ethnic, anti-Semitic. All those things are a big no-no, but there's a lot of shaming of people who are fat, and it's kind of permissible, so I get it about the fat acceptance movement. Some people just metabolically challenged, and it's not simply about gluttony, although, yeah, diet and exercise and lifestyle play a role in why people exceed 300 pounds. In this investigative piece in the Washington Post, they write, and I'm quoting, "One company in particular, General Mills, makers of Cocoa Puffs and Lucky Charm cereals, has launched a multi-pronged campaign that capitalizes on the teachings of the anti-diet movement, an investigation by the Washington Post has found. General Mills has toured the country touting anti-diet research, sketchy research, that it claims proves the harms of, quote, food shaming. They use hashtags like derail the shame, hashtag no bad foods, hashtag food freedom, and hashtag ditch the diet on social media. And the company has also enlisted a team of lobbyists and pushed back against federal policies that would add health information to food labels and potentially restrict access to junk food. They also have hired a fleet of influencers, including 68 registered dietitians who get paid. Many of them have over 10,000 followers. Roughly 40% of these influencers, with a combined reach of more than 9 million followers, repeatedly used anti-diet language. This, in spite of the fact that since the 1980s, the U.S. obesity rate has more than doubled, and nearly half a million Americans die early each year as a result of excess body weight. So this is what General Mills Senior Manager for Nutrition and External Affairs has to say. Her name is Amy Cohn. Cohn denounced the media, and that would be me, right? I'm part of the media, for, quote, pointing the finger at processed foods and making consumers feel ashamed of their choices. She says, quote, you can help derail the cycle of shame. And she speaks to groups of dietitians and tells them to go easy on restrictive diets. They have big promotions where they tout some of their cereal products like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cocoa Puffs, and Trix. This is kind of a interesting kind of a covert effort by food manufacturers to get people to ease up on their concerns about poor quality food. This past fall, following a Washington Post investigation, the Federal Trade Commission cracked down on industry trade groups and a dozen nutrition influencers, flagging nearly three dozen social media posts that said failed to clearly disclose who was paying the influencers to promote artificial sweeteners or sugary foods. An example of which is a dietitian, Colleen Christensen, posted a video of herself eating Rocky Road ice cream on her TikTok account, which has the title At No Food Rules, in which she mocks low-calorie alternatives. She's made ads for pancake makers for her 300,000 followers. I don't know what she looks like. Perhaps she is overweight, or maybe she's svelte. Another example is Lauren Smith, who calls herself a food freedom dietitian on TikTok. She's posted ads for frozen pizza. So this is an example of food industry interference par excellence that attempts to dissuade us from making healthy choices. In some videos made by anti-diet dietitians, this article says, creators say no food should be labeled as, quote, junk or, quote, unhealthy because, quote, all foods have value, while at the same time showing snacks like Cheetos or candy brands like Reese's and Twix. Now, they actually list some case studies here of people who, following these influencers or following this dietary advice, have dangerously gained up to 60 pounds because they've just abandoned any effort towards dietary restraint. The movement is called HAES, Health at Every Size. And the association that holds the HAES trademark is called the Association for Size, Diversity, and Health. And it's based on a 1995 book entitled Intuitive Eating, A Revolutionary Anti-Diet Approach. They say intuitive eating urges followers to listen to their internal cues about hunger and is frequently used to help people with eating disorders. Well, I get it. People with eating disorders have lost their internal cues. And they binge or unduly restrict, and they're just not in touch with their internal appetite cues. So I get it. It may be an appropriate therapy for a bulimic person or an anorexic person to get in touch with their internal dietary cues and to stop restricting their diet in an obsessive way. Okay, I get it. That makes sense. But to apply this to the general populace could be very, very dangerous because without appropriate restraint from the part of the brain that makes rational decisions about eating, you're going to see people pack on the pounds to the benefit, of course, of the food industry. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm proud to include a new sponsor in our roster of great sponsors here. Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems, but magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MAG-SRT from Jigsaw Health. MAG-SRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MagSRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. And if you take a lot of magnesium, you know what I mean. For more information and to order MagSRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com. And use HOFFMAN10 for MagSRT, time-released magnesium. It's gentle on your stomach. All right, this item is of interest because it has to do with one of the most maligned foods around, eggs. So they did a study, and it's going to be presented on at this weekend at the American College of Cardiology's annual scientific session that's ongoing in Atlanta. And it has to do with the impact of egg consumption. It's called the Prosperity Trial, which aimed to assess the effects of eating 12 or more fortified eggs per week. That's kind of like what I consume, you know, maybe 12, maybe 14. You know, every day I consume two eggs, so maybe one day off, versus a non-egg diet, which is consuming less than two eggs a week. And they wanted to see what the impact would be on HDL and LDL cholesterol, as well as other key markers of cardiovascular health over a four-month period. And so they used fortified eggs. Now, what are fortified eggs? Fortified eggs are eggs that are enriched with omega-3, and the way they do that is they, you know, you are what you eat, so they feed flax meal to the chickens, the laying hens, and their eggs are enriched with omega-3. And I guess they give them some B vitamin fortification. And so here's what they found. Okay, so 4 months of eating 12 eggs per week. And these patients were at risk. These are patients who were 50 years of age, all had experienced one prior cardiovascular event or had two cardiovascular risk factors, such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, increased BMI or diabetes, overweight, okay. And what they found was interesting. There was no difference, virtually no difference statistically between the ones who had less than two eggs and the ones who had 12 eggs. But there were actually some not statistically significant but interesting effects on the LDL particle number, which is the quality of the LDL. The LDL didn't change very much. It went down 3 points, but that's, you know, hard, very trivial. But the particle quality changed. A very important lipid biomarker called ApoB got better. Troponin improved. That's a marker of heart damage. And there were better insulin resistance scores in the fortified egg group. So not enough to draw significant conclusions. At best, you could say there was a slight improvement. At worst, you could say there was equivalence. There was no difference in these people who consumed a lot of eggs. So just in time for Easter, new big study exonerating eggs in terms of cardiovascular risk. So, yeah, been saying for a long time, eggs are healthy for you, good source of protein, good source of lutein, zeaxanthin, good for the eyes, and a good alternative to eating a lot of carbs for breakfast. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. The spring allergy season is upon us. That, along with lingering factors contributing to airborne pollution, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by air pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air
pollution. For a limited time, buy one bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor and get another one absolutely free. That's a $27 savings. Just go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com, or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free sale and arm yourself with the protective power of Breathe Clear with NT Factor this spring and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements that support mood and sleep, L-tryptophan, 5-HTP, GABA, and L-theanine. This collection provides essential amino acids and a serotonin precursor that support relaxation, restful sleep, and the regulation of mood and sleep-wake cycles, and are available in various potencies tailored to your specific needs. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements created for healthcare practitioners. Their formulations are based on the latest advances in nutritional science.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
76 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255, and that number gets you into the program, during the program, but also anytime you call during the week, you can record a question, as did this person. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm calling on behalf of a friend whose doctor decided to give him one of those weight loss drugs to control his blood sugar, knowing that he had problems with constipation. Well, he lost 70 pounds after 1.5 feet of his intestines had to be removed because of blockage, and he has a colostomy. So I think there should be better warnings about these drugs. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, that's a really successful weight loss program, but unfortunately at tremendous peril to the patient. And, yes, that is one of the potential side effects, one of the most dire side effects that can happen with these drugs. Because one of the ways that they improve satiety, make you feel full, is they slow gastric emptying and they basically slow intestinal transit. And if you're already constipated, you're at higher risk for what is called an obstruction. And when things stop, then sometimes you can have an intestinal emergency. The intestinal cells can die, you know, just like in a heart attack. If you don't have adequate blood circulation in your heart, parts of your heart die. Well, parts of your intestine die. And in that case, you have to have emergency surgery and have a segment of your intestine removed, and then you got a bag. You got a colostomy. And, yes, indeed, that can promote some weight loss, but that's not the way you want to lose weight. And for every single one of these drugs, there is a corresponding class action lawsuit. And albeit, you know, a small percentage of people, you know, maybe, you know, 0.1% of people experience these serious side effects. I mean, it's one thing to experience bad constipation and nausea and vomiting. You have to get off the drug. You know, don't tolerate it. And that happens, you know, more frequently, but it's not like something that you can sue the company for. But there are class action lawsuits out there against the companies making these weight loss medications. And, you know, the companies consider this breakage. You know, like if you have a store where you sell pottery and, you know, people come and browse and, you know, sometimes, you know, they knock something over and break it, you know, just, or something breaks in shipping, you know, you write it off. You know, 5 to 10% of retail items, you write off because of what's called breakage. And that's what basically these pharmaceutical companies are doing, because they're making billions and billions of dollars on these drugs. And so they're going to write off the cost of litigation and maybe some settlements against the enormous profits on the upside, because, you know, that's just the way it is with pharmaceutical drugs. For some people, it can be devastating. And unless a preponderance of people have these, the drugs are going to stay on the market. They won't be taken off the market. So, you know, caveat emptor, consumer beware when you undertake these seemingly miraculous weight loss panaceas. 877-726-8255, our number. All right, this time, when you get checked for cardiovascular risk, you're going to check your cholesterol and your HDL and your triglycerides, and maybe a, you know, more comprehensive evaluation will show your LDL particle size and look at ApoB and C-reactive protein and homocysteine and Lp(a). Well, maybe, and this is something I've been urging, maybe you should check levels of omega-3 fatty acids, because in a recent study entitled Role of Polyunsaturated Fat in Modifying Cardiovascular Risk, they looked at people with a strong family history of cardiovascular disease, and they found that low intake of EPA, DHA, and alpha-linolenic acid, which can be determined with a blood test, can be a very, very good way, in fact, better even than cholesterol alone, at predicting the risk of cardiovascular disease. So there you go. Cardiovascular risk determined by intake of omega-3 fatty acids. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump took in over $50 million at a fundraising event at a supporter's home in Palm Beach Saturday night. Speaking to the select guests, Mr. Trump says the upcoming election will be crucial for the country's future.
The election's going to be in now a little more than 6 months, and it's going to be the most important, I believe, election we've ever had. I think it's going to go down as the most important date in the history of our country. That's November 5th.
And with that big of a haul, Mr. Trump was sure to thank everybody for digging into their deep pockets to support him.
People are just wanting change. The rich people want it. Poor people want it. Everybody wants change. Our country is really doing poorly. We're a laughing stock all over the world, and we're going to get that change very quickly. And this has been some incredible evening before it even starts, because people, they wanted to contribute to a cause of making America great again.
The financial markets and the Federal Reserve will sit up and take notice this week when a key barometer of inflation is released.
The Consumer Price Index for March, due for release Wednesday, will play a role in the Fed's decision on interest rates and whether to start cutting rates soon. Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal expect the March CPI to have risen 0.3%, compared with a 0.4% increase a month before. It would point to a continuing cooling of inflation. Another gauge of inflation for March, the Producer Price Index, a measure of prices at the wholesale level, will be released Thursday. Rich Thomason reporting.
The future of Uber and Lyft in Minneapolis garnering concern and debate in recent weeks after the city council voted last month to require ride-hailing companies pay drivers a higher rate while within city limits. Uber and Lyft say they'll stop serving the Minneapolis area when the ordinance takes effect May 1st. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the three-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Anti-smoking groups are suing the U.S. government over a long-awaited ban on menthol cigarettes.
The lawsuit aims to force federal officials to publish a rule banning menthol cigarettes. Health officials under President Biden initially targeted last August to publish the rule. Then the date slipped until late 2023, and then March this year. Three anti-smoking groups filed the lawsuit in California after the White House missed the latest deadline. The FDA says banning the minty flavor could prevent hundreds of thousands of smoking-related deaths. John Scott reporting.
United Football League announcing an exclusive partnership with the United States Army. The two will work on leadership development initiatives and increasing awareness of the opportunities offered to young leaders and athletes. As part of the deal, the Army logo will feature and be featured on all UFL game day jerseys, as well as the 50-yard line. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It's going to be a very special day at Yankee Stadium Monday.
An earthquake shook Yankee Stadium Friday as the Yanks took batting practice before their home opener. 3 days later, the Yankees will play after another natural phenomenon, but at least this one is expected. The solar eclipse Monday afternoon, with parts of New York in its path. The Bronx Bombers will host Miami at 6 p.m. in a game pushed back 4 hours because of the potential for delays. And by the way, the first 15,000 fans will receive a Yankees solar eclipse t-shirt. Jason Walker reporting.
On the other side of the city, Jerry Grody, the catcher who helped transform the New York Mets from a perennial loser into the 1969 World Series champion, has died. The two-time Grody played 16 major league seasons. He was 81 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation Radio with Mark Angelides.
Now, the flip side of that coin is, of course, much like the Fonnie Willis prosecution in Georgia, perhaps it's done more damage to the progressive campaign to cancel Donald Trump than it has to Donald Trump's electoral prospects. So that's all fascinating grist for the mill, I think.
Liberty Nation Radio.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
Hey folks, up first this time around, the second half of an episode of Gracie for President, as presented on the Burns and Allen Show. And later it's Elliot Lewis as the title character in a brief radio western series known as Hawk Larrabee. Well, at the end of our previous show, we indeed were in the midst of a mock run for the White House. It was a publicity stunt thought up by George Burns and his writers, and found Gracie campaigning not only on their show, but on other radio programs as well. As we resume, I believe the orchestra is about to perform. Let's head back to the evening of April 10th, 1940.
And here's Ray Noble's arrangement of Gracie's campaign song.
Thank you.
that Alice Granray. How is it that you're always able to make such swell arrangements?
Well, George, if you'll set out into the hall, my section...
Never mind the hall. Just tell me right here.
Well, it's very simple, old boy. You see, whenever I see spots in front of my eyes, I just write them down and the boys play them.
These spots that you see, are they dots?
No, they're mine.
Well, dots,
dots. You know, my brother used to see spots in front of his eyes, but he cured himself by drinking.
By drinking?
Yeah, now pink elephants hide the fox.
Now, if we can just get something for the elephant to hide behind.
If you're looking at me, Mr. Burns, I'm not available.
I never mentioned you. That's for you, probably. You might as well answer.
Hello? I'm Sunny speaking. Yes? Yes. Oh, how old is the little girl? Oh, really? Well, around that age, they can eat solid food. Oh, she does. Oh, well, she'll get over that. You have to expect things like that from little girls of that age. Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
Who's that?
Judge Jessel.
I thought your kangaroo's cold was getting worse, I hope.
Say, Gracie, I've had a great remedy for colds that might help Laura.
Oh, good.
Yes, sir. You take an old stocking, rub it with mercurochrome, and tie it around your throat.
Oh, of course, you take your foot out of the stocking first.
Naturally.
And then you rub your forehead with a gold wedding ring.
Where did you read that, woman?
Had lunch today on one of your dinner plates.
Look, let's settle this once and for all. If you fellows didn't like my food, why did you come to my house for lunch?
Well, where else can you get a 35-cent lunch for 40 cents?
All I know is that half of my personal silverware is missing.
You mean that stuff Mark Beverly Wilshire Hotel?
Yeah, my personal stuff.
Well, it's the first time I ever saw a sandwich made out of a slice of ham between two pieces of confetti.
It's daintier that way and quiet.
Well, I really enjoyed your luncheon, George. It wasn't just the food, it was also the hospitality.
Thanks, Joe.
Although the hospitality could have had a little bit more meat on it.
Huh?
Well, you know, at most luncheons, there's a very little conversation. All you hear is pass this, pass that, pass this. But at your luncheon, it was really marvelous because there was nothing to pass.
You're complaining about, but then it didn't cost you anything. The food was on the cup.
Well, it wouldn't have been if you'd served napkins.
Oh, quiet. I've had enough of this, and it's going to be a cold, cold day before
Say, George, instead of serving meals for a living, you can always be a singing announcer, you know. Why, with your voice, you can open up a new field.
And plant corn.
Oh. Singing commercials. Well, you think you're kidding. It's not a bad idea.
No. What song would you use, George, to sell Heinz Honey and Almond Cream?
Huh? Oh, there are thousands of songs that I can sing.
Yeah, there's only one that you know, ain't Mr. Haven?
Yeah? Well, what about this one? If your hands are rough and red and you're all by yourself, get Heinz Honey and Almond Cream, you'll find it on the shelf. A dollar could count as, what does it amount to? $10, $20, $15 size, and it'll be popular with all the guys who ain't Mr. Haven all by himself. Oh, ain't Mr. Haven. I'm happy. Hello.
Quiet.
How do you like that? It was the wrong number.
Yeah, any number you sing is the wrong number.
Oh, yeah?
Say, Frank, I think you've gone a little too far. Kidding is kidding, and George, I wouldn't stand for any more. Of course, there's no harm in what he says to the elevator boy, but when he stands
the
right here in front
elevator
of
elevator boy?
Yes. When he stands...
What'd he say?
Well, I couldn't repeat it.
I'm going out to find out. I'll take that.
Gracie, I didn't say anything to the elevator boy.
Oh, well, then you better go out and tell George. It was Truman.
I will.
Gracie, I didn't say anything to the elevator boy.
Oh, well, then you better go out and apologize to Frank.
I certainly will.
You know, Gracie, this is the first time you and I have ever been alone.
Ray, would you rather be alone with me or alone with Maine and Vermont?
Well, I feel a little strange with them. I don't know them as well as I know you.
Yeah. People are funnier than anybody else.
Mm-hmm. I say, Gracie, I just love your campaign.
Oh, thanks. I got it at Magnum. It's a copy of a 3750 model.
Mm-hmm. I notice it's made of odds and ends.
Yes, isn't it odd where it ends?
Rather.
Say, Ray, when I have my convention in Omaha next month, you'll make a wonderful delegate.
Oh, I won't always be delegate. I'm going to drink a lot of malted milk and I'll be big and strong.
Would you like a malted milk now?
With an egg?
No, I'd rather have it with you.
Well, I say, Gracie, when you're in the White House, Will you forget all about me?
Well, I will if you'll forget about me.
Well, let's just forget about each other, then.
Oh, well, let's write it down, and then we'll remember it.
Yes, we might forget it.
My daddy always has a string in his finger.
Why?
To keep it from falling off.
Hey, Gracie, would you like to sit on my lap?
No, I'd rather sit on your lap.
All right, then you sit on my lap.
Oh, now you see? Isn't it better my way?
Gracie, sit your arms around me.
Like this?
Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I whisper something in your ear?
Nah. What is it?
You're stepping on my foot.
Do you mind if I whisper something in your ear?
No. What is it?
Pardon me.
Hey, what's going on in here?
Yeah, oh, hey, Mr. Hayden, you know, by myself.
Come on, everybody. Get your copy of Gracie's campaign song and start singing. We've got to get Gracie in the White House, you know, even if we have to paint the one she's in. Gracie is so proud of her song, Vote for Gracie. She wants you to have a copy. Now, all you have to do to get it is send your name and address to her on the back of a Heinz Honey and Almond Cream carton. Any size carton will do. But if you use the 10-cent size, be sure to send two cartons. Address your envelope to Gracie Allen, Hollywood, California. Write your name and address on it and mail it to Gracie Allen, Hollywood, California, for your copy of Gracie's song, Vote for Gracie.
Thanks, Tim. Now Gracie will sing Frank Lesser and Jim McHugh's new song from Buck Benny Rides Again, My, My.
My talk is tricky and clever. My line was sharp as a tack. But ever since I met you, everything's gone flat. I want to shout a poem about how I dream of that gleam in your eyes. I want to shout, but all that comes out is my, my. I want to sing the flowers of spring, but oh dear, when you're near, I just die. I want to sing and can't sing a thing, but my, my. Now I should say, oh, how lovely. I should say, ah, how sweet. I should have Shakespeare at the tip of my tongue. But every time you leave, I look at you, and what do? I get weak, I can't speak, I just sigh. And though I try, the best I can sigh is my, my. Tell me why my voice won't obey, and help me to say how I go when you throw me in high. I want to cheer, but all you can hear is my, my. My, my, I have a tongue that never has some pretty words about birds in the sky. When you're around, the best I have found is my, 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 my. Now I should say how intriguing, and I should say how elite. I should have Webster in the palm of my hand, but every time we meet dead pigeon, I look at you, and what do? I get weak, I can't speak, I just die. And though I try, the best I can try is mine.
Well, Gracie, say goodnight.
Well, goodnight. And when I'm in Washington, don't forget to drop in and see me at the White House. I don't know the address, but I'll leave a congressman burning in the window.
Good night, all.
Next Wednesday at the same time, we'll all be back again. Join us, will you?
From April 10th, 1940, while Gracie's mock run for the White House achieved its goal of boosting the ratings for the Burns and Allen show, incumbent President Franklin Delano Roosevelt was easily reelected that November. His closest real threat was businessman and lawyer Wendell Willkie, who not only had not previously held political office, but also switched parties from Democrat to Republican just prior to running. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, we shift from the comedies to the westerns. Elliot Lewis is Hawk Larrabee, right after this.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was. During its run, two different actors would play this next Western character, Elliot Lewis and Martin Yarbrough. They would actually work together in Hawk Larrabee as well. Because when Lewis was Larrabee, Yarbrough handled the sidekick role of Brazos John. Now, Yarbrough was a genuine Texan, whereas Lewis, well, he was a native of New York City. Although this one is about a third geographical location. Here is The California Kid, produced and directed by William N. Robeson, and featuring musical transitions by Andy Parker and the Plainsmen, from October 18, 1947.
The Hawk is on the wing.
Come along, folks, and listen for a spell. Here's Hawk Larrabee with a tale to tell. Come a tie-yi, yippee-yippee-yi, yippee-yay. Come a tie-yi, yippee-yippee-yay.
The Hawk's whistle signals another exciting episode in the story of Hawk Larrabee, starring Elliot Lewis with Barton Yarbrough and the Plainsman, and produced and directed by William N. Robeson.
Come a tie-yi, yippee-yippee-yi, yippee-yay. Come a tie-yi, yippee-yippee-yay.
Brazos, that mob thinks I'm the California Kid, and there's no talking them out of it. If I show my face in Big Horn City, they'll string me up before sundown. I don't fancy myself decorating a cottonwood.
Well, then what's the answer, Hall?
Find the real California Kid and bring him to justice. Come on, Brazos, we've got a ride.
Yes, the Hawk is on the wing, and Hawk Larrabee's riding high in the saddle.
We're in for excitement, so why don't you stay? This Larrabee feller has plenty to say.
You know, there have been times when I'd have sold that 1,000-acre Flying H spread of mine for a plugged nickel. What with blizzards and rustlers and all the other hardships that beset the life of a small rancher. But come late spring, my partner Brazos John and I drove nearly 100 head of Black Mesa beef to Bighorn City to market. And got a good price. Enough to stock us with supplies for another year and help build up the herd. So we were both feeling mighty skittish as we took the 150-mile home trail toward Black Mesa.
Deer broke ranks and the boss said to kill it, so I hit him in the rump with a handle of a steel to come and tie.
Brazos, you sing almost as good as the cantina girls back there in Bighorn City.
If you mean that for a compliment, thank you. Anyhow, I still say the gals in Silver Bow is pretty.
Well, we got a lot of months ahead to argue that point. Meantime, you'll have to be content to look at my face.
Well, there'll be a few muley cows around the ranch. I can look at them for a lead.
Like I what you say, old sheep herd.
Hey, come to think about it, Hawk, I bet you our cows is just bawling their eyes out. They miss us so much.
Can't let that happen. Let's get on home, brothers.
Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, you little dogies. It's your misfortune and none of my own.
When a cowpoke works 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, nursing a herd of range beef through the winter, he sort of wants something to show for it come spring roundup time. So Brazos, John, and I felt like we'd found the end of the rainbow when we sold almost 100 head of cattle at Bighorn City. There was plenty of dinero in my money belt as we rode the hot, dusty trail home toward our Flying H spread on Black Mesa. Hey, Brazos, will you hold that bangtail of yours down to a slow gallop for a while?
Oh, but we ought to be home right now, Hawk. All that rain is green grass in the hill.
Ah, you're right. We should have started pushing the herd on up a week ago.
Yeah, I just don't feel right about nobody being around the Flying H to look after things.
I know. Well, with more good luck, maybe we can hire another hand. Oh, wait. Not the hill trail, Brazos.
Why not?
Well, it's hard going. I don't want Flame carrying these heavy saddlebags up that way.
Oh, doggone it, Hawk. This shortcut will save us nearly half a day. If we were... Oh, hey.
Hmm?
Maybe I could go ahead on the shortcut and you mosey on around through the valley.
That might be a good idea, Brazos. Sooner one of us gets home, the better.
Yeah, right. Well, adios, important. I'll leave you to dream about them Bighorn gals.
I might do that. Go ahead, and I'll get there as soon as I can.
Hasta la vista.
Adios, amigo. So Brazos took the high trail, and I rode the longer, easier road through the valley. And for once, I didn't miss my partner. Being by myself gave me a chance to enjoy the unfamiliar Bighorn country. I liked its rugged buttes and quiet prairies. Flame did, too. Or maybe it was just that he was happy to be heading home again. We rode along without a care in the world, neither asking or expecting trouble. And then suddenly, without warning, two men popped up from behind a rock overlooking the trail ahead.
Hold that horse. You're covered.
Oh.
And reach high. Up with him. Up.
Who are you? What do you want?
We'll do the talking. Keep your gun on him, Billy.
Oh.
You bet I will. Make or break you, and I shoot to kill.
I got respect for a five-shooter. Don't worry.
I'll take that gun, kid. Now, give me a look at that money belt.
Road agents, huh? What do you think you'll get playing on little ranches like me?
Find anything, Mal?
Yeah. Look at that, Billy. Enough money in his belt to choke a heifer.
That's our man. Black hat and shirt, flame-colored horse, and carrying the loot with him. Everything tallies.
Since when have tin-horned bandits like you been allowed to coyote around these parts?
Where'd you get this money?
Just sold a bunch of steers in Bighorn City.
Is that right? Where's the rest of your riders?
My partner took the shortcut on a different trail.
Saddlebags loaded with booty, I see. Got that selling steers, too?
Listen, you're taking a hard year's work from me. Give me a fair chance.
Just what kind of a chance do you think you've got coming?
Let me have my gun and we'll draw together.
We don't do business that way, hombre.
We're holding the cards, kid. Now, I'll turn your horse around and ride easy.
But why? You have my money in my saddlebags. What more do you want?
We want you, kid.
This doesn't make sense. Who the devil are you?
Still letting on you don't know, huh?
I'm Mal Shepard, Sheriff of Bighorn. Billy Brinker, here's my deputy.
The law? Well, then, holy... If this isn't a stick-up, what is it?
It's an arrest. And we're holding all the cards. Now get moving, California kid.
Me, California kid? You got your brands mixed, Sheriff.
I don't think so.
Oh, I tell you, I'm only a rancher. Name's Hawk Larrabee. I never heard of the California kid.
If that's the truth, you're the only man round here never heard of him.
Well, I'm a stranger in these parts. My spread's 150 miles away. Listen, let me ride after my partner, Brazos John. He'll tell you who I am.
We already know who you are. You can do your talking at the trial. Now, slope, kid.
And keep your eyes on the trail ahead.
Being mistaken for a bandit was one thing I never reckoned on. But I knew my captors meant business. They were both the type that would shoot at the drop of a hat. I was in a tight spot. Our trail led to the bank of a rushing stream. There I hit on a risky gamble, but one I had to take.
Well, we're crossing here, kid. I get that horse moving.
Sure these ponies can make it, Sheriff? That stream's swift and deep.
Yeah, he's right, Mel. The rain's brought it up a lot.
Oh, we can't stop here. Yeah, worry about your own horse, kid. Point it straight across, and don't forget we're behind you.
Like you say, your deal. Let's go, Flame. Easy, boy. Easy.
All right. Come on, head going. Yeah. Hey, you're getting deep in a hurry here.
Come on.
Horses will have to swim. I don't know what...
My captors didn't know the kind of pony I was riding. Flame was powerful and strong. Many's the time he'd cross swift mountain streams. But I kept him moving easy. Well, I saw the sheriff and Billy were too busy with their horses to handle their guns. Flame, now's the time. Go, Flame. That's it. Get along. You hit bottom? Now go, boy. Go.
Hey, now. The kid's getting away. Don't try it, kid. Don't try it.
I gave him the spur and Flame came out of the water at a dead run. As he hit the dirt, the bank caved under him. He went to his knees and I sprawled on the rock. My left side felt caved in. I almost doubled up with pain. I'd hit the rocks hard. I somehow climbed into the saddle because I had to.
You can't get away from us.
Stretch out, Flame. Get away from here. Go, boy. They're tired. You can outrun them. You got to. All right, Flame. Let's get to the hills. With every jolt from Flame's pony, the pain in my side grew worse. I had to find Brazos and somehow clear myself. I pushed on through that endless day, knowing it wasn't safe to stop anywhere. Finally, late that afternoon, I came up over a rise. And there before me was a huge ranch house like none I'd ever seen. Just a little farther, Flame, to the ranch house door. Hurry, boy.
Yes, what is it?
Miss, can you help me?
Who are you? What do you want?
I'm...
Oh! Wahila! Wahila, come here quickly. This man is hurt. He needs help. Quickly!
I have only a dull memory of the next few hours. Tender, warm hands working over me, binding me. The gradual fading of pain. Finally, sleep. I woke up in a soft, clean bed. There was that beautiful, pale girl standing there beside me.
You're awake now? How do you feel?
Well, a lot better, miss. You must have taken care of injured men before.
My Indian servant, Wahila, learned those things from her people. It was she who set your ribs and bound them.
Well, thanks to you both. But I have no right to impose on you. I'll ride on now.
Oh, no, you must rest. You're welcome at Live Oaks.
Live Oaks?
Our ranch. I'm Helen Dawson. My brother Paul and I are the owners now.
I see. My name's Hawk Larrabee. But you've got a right to know why I stumbled in on you like this. I'm running away from the sheriff of Bighorn. He thinks I'm the California Kid.
Oh, no. But you... The California Kid?
You seem to know something about him. It's more than I can say. What's he been up to?
I really don't know. I've only heard talk.
Helen?
Oh, it's my brother.
Helen, where are you?
In here, Paul.
Oh, whose horse is that in the corral?
Well, it belongs to this man here, Paul. He was hurt.
I can see that. I'm Paul Dawson.
I'm Hawk Larrabee, sir. And I'd like to tell you just what I told your sister.
But don't you think...
Helen? What were you saying, Mr. Larrabee?
I'm suspected of being the California Kid.
The California Kid? Well, indeed.
Really, Paul? He was so badly hurt that I just couldn't...
You did quite right, my dear. I've already heard of you, Mr. Larrabee. The sheriff has posted a reward for you in Bighorn City. They have a posse out searching for you.
Oh? Well, if I only had a chance to prove I'm not the man they're after.
I wouldn't worry, old man. You'll be perfectly safe so long as you're a guest on my estate. And now... Helen, let us leave the room. We must allow Mr. Larrabee to get plenty of rest.
After they'd left, I dozed off. Then, almost as in a dream, I was awakened by a sound from outside. I raised myself, looked out into a bright moonlit night, and there was a man astride a flame-colored horse, much like my own. He paused briefly, then wheeled his horse and pounded off in the direction of Bighorn City.
I drifted off into a feverish sleep.
The next I knew, it was morning and the sun was streaming in my way.
All right, kid. Hop on your feet. What?
Sheriff, Billy.
You haven't a chance this time. Get your clothes on, kid.
No, I see I haven't a chance.
Mr. Larrabee, please don't think
Don't bother to talk to him, Helen. We'll soon be rid of our guest.
I see, Dawson. You offer me the shelter of your house, then turn me over to the sheriff. What for? The reward?
Why not? There was a good price on your head. You're a criminal. I need the money.
And so... this is a sample of the Dawson hospitality.
Oh, please, if you must take him, hurry.
I'll be glad to get out of this house. All right, Sheriff, let's head for Bighorn City.
We're not going back to Bighorn, kid.
Why not?
It's a mite too dangerous for you. Remember the stick-up you pulled last week in Fort Wilkins?
I told you I don't know anything about the California kid or what he's done.
You remember that, all right. There was a shootout. Mac Reynolds died of his wounds last night. You're wanted for murder now.
Murder?
Yeah, you know what that means. Bighorn Jail may be strong enough to keep you in, but ain't strong enough to keep the mob out.
Don't go away, partner, we're telling you why. There's more to this story than meets with the eye.
You're listening to Hawk Larrabee and the California Kid. We'll be right back with more after this.
MusicRewind.com can help expand your music collection. Choose classic CD instrumental compilations, such as Moon River Great Instrumental Hits, Harmonica Blues, A Summer Place, the Best 100 Classical Hits Album, Ace of Spades Guitar Instrumentals, and many more. Go to MusicRewind.com to find all your favorite music, plus get 20% off. Buy as much as you want and save 20% on your entire order with promo code SAVE20. There's jazz, rock, orchestral, classical, easy listening, blues, and even polka at MusicRewind.com today. Remember promo code SAVE20. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Swing and sway with MusicRewind.com and 100 doo-wop hits, a four-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Dion and the Belmonts, the Chantals, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcells, and many more. Get 100 doo-wop hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing four-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code DOOWOP33. Act now. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
And now let's get back to Elliot Lewis as Hawk Larrabee on When Radio Was.
I don't think my fortune's ever swung back and forth so fast from good to bad. Mistakenly hunted as a murdering bandit known as the California Kid, I was welcomed and promised protection at Live Oaks, first by Helen Dawson, then by her brother, Paul. Instead, they betrayed me to the sheriff and his deputy. I was taken to an ancient adobe prison, far out of town. That night, Sheriff Shepard rode back to Bighorn City, leaving his deputy, Billy, to guard me.
Better lay down and get some rest.
Who else knows about this old jail?
Nobody, I tell you. Hasn't been used for years. That's why we brought you here, kid.
Listen, my name's Hawk Larrabee, and the money I had with me, that was money I got rightly from the sale of my cattle.
You'll get it back if the trial proves you're not guilty.
Sure, I know. If I'm lucky enough to get a trial. If I can only get a hold of Brazos John.
Take my advice. You're unarmed, your horse is gone, we've got your gun. It'll do you no good to escape.
I don't plan another break.
I'm blowing out the candle now. You better lay down and rest your side.
What else is there to do? I lay there trying to put the pieces together. But my weariness soon got the best of me. I'd hardly dozed off when... First I imagined gusts of rain, hail. Then I realized it was pebbles being thrown against the adobe wall. I glanced over at Billy sleeping outside my little cell. Then I crept quietly to the barred window. Who's there?
Hawk. Hawk Larrabee.
Miss Helen. What are you doing here?
Shh, quiet. Here, take this, quick.
What? A key?
It'll open your cell door.
An old rusty key. I don't understand. How did you...
Well, this adobe hut was once part of Live Oaks. We still have a key.
But I'm asking about you, Miss Helen. I gotta know what...
I must hurry. Your horse is saddled out back in the arroyo.
You're helping me escape. After you and your brother turned me over to the law?
Oh, I can't explain now. Just... Please be careful, Hawk. Don't open the door until I'm gone.
Why are you doing this?
They're organizing a lynching party in Bighorn.
I reckon I had you wrong, Miss Helen.
Oh, Hawk. Come close to the window.
Yeah, what? Your lips are as soft as your eyes.
Now, promise me you'll go and keep going.
I promise you.
Please, hurry.
But, Miss Helen...
Goodbye, what? Hawk.
Helen! The strange, unhappy girl disappeared. It was quiet now. Except for that coyote over on the hill howling at the moon. I fitted the old key in the lock. Door opened. I slipped past the sleeping Billy out into the night. I walked quickly to where Flame was ground-tied and ready. Good boy, Flame. Let's go! I turned Flame's head north and we rode through the cool night into the thick timber above Bighorn. Then I laid low until sunup. That morning, I got rid of my black hat, covered myself with alkali dust enough to look like any drifting cowhand, and rode back to Bighorn City, leaving Flame where he wouldn't be seen. I wandered unnoticed over to the Wells Fargo station and listened to the excited talk.
That fireman horse slipped out of our hands again. Not a Paul Dawson, as you say.
Yeah, Dawson sure led us to the right spot. I can't figure how the California kid took leg bail right under the guard's nose.
All I'm saying is keep that rope handy.
Yeah, next time we're stringing the kid up on the spot.
That's about what we're thinking about.
Then I saw Paul Dawson approaching in the company of the Wells Fargo stage driver. I stepped back into the shadows of the stable to listen.
Are you sure you won't have another drink with me, Bart?
No, thanks, Dawson. I had one too many already. Got plenty of driving to do.
Yes, I quite understand why you'll need a clear head. I don't envy you your trip.
What do you mean?
Well, carrying all that gold is quite a responsibility.
Huh? How'd you know about that, Dawson? Nobody's supposed to know about the gold.
Why, it's common knowledge. You're moving $5,000 in gold bars to Red Butte this trip. Correct?
Twice that much is more like it. I, hope the wrong ears don't hear about it.
Yes, so do I. I suppose you know the California kid has escaped.
Sure, I know it.
If the kid's reputation holds good, he may be waiting for you at Granite Pass. Might I suggest you take another route?
That's just what I'm doing. I'm driving the old Pine Junction Road.
Good. You're very smart. And don't tell anyone of your plans.
You bet your Sunday boots I won't.
I played my hunch and it was working out right. As I speculated on my next move, I was plenty glad to see my partner, Brazos John, riding down the street.
Hey,
Hey, Brazos! Brazos!
What? Is anybody hankering to choose a cut as me? All they got to do is come on out and open.
Brazos, over here.
What? Well, I'm a lop-eared jackass.
Oh, quiet, Brazos. Back inside, here.
Oh, Clarabee, you pigeon-toed hoppergrass. Where you been at? I come clean back to town from Black Mesa looking for you.
Careful, I mustn't be seen.
Now, what kind of scrape you got yourself into? I warned you about them bighorn gals.
Listen, Brazos.
Oh, just look at you. You ain't shaved for 2 days and... Hawk, where is the cattle money at?
It's gone.
You mean you ain't got a tail feather left? Hawk, if you gamble that money
Brazos,
away,
I'm... Brazos, keep quiet and listen.
All right. Blow the breeze, cowboy.
Just after you and I parted trails, Sheriff Shepard and his deputy stopped me and relieved me of my money and saddlebags.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. Sheriff's got a habit of holding up folks. Why?
He mistook me for the California Kid.
Oh, now. You expect me to believe that, son? Why, they got posses out combing the whole county for the California Kid. He's riding a flame horse. He's a... Holy cow, Hawk. I didn't ever figure it was you there's after.
I'm in trouble plenty. But now it's my move.
Well, come on. Let's go to the sheriff's office right now. I'll prove to him you ain't no renegade.
No time for that, Brazos. That mob thinks I'm the California Kid and there's no talking them out of it. If I show my face now, they'll string me up before sundown. I don't fancy myself decorating a cottonwood.
Well, then what's the answer?
Find the real California Kid and bring him to justice.
Hawk, you mean you got an idea who he is?
I'm holding my tongue till I'm sure. Listen, Brazos. Get me a gun and then straddle that cayuse of yours for some hard riding.
Well, now you're talking.
Let's pause for a moment, but Hawk Larrabee returns to wrap it up right after this.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
And now, the conclusion of The California Kid on When Radio Was.
There wasn't time to tell Brazos what was on my mind. I only hope we weren't too late to learn the truth. We lost no time in hitting the trail east.
Hey, Hawk, you know what you're doing.
Hope so, Brazos.
Where are we riding to? What trail is this?
The old Pine Junction Road. Keep moving.
Well, it don't mean nothing to me. What you expect to find up this way?
There, look up ahead.
Where? Oh, hey, that's the Wells Fargo stagecoach. Hawk, it don't belong on this unused road.
This once it does. It's carrying a cargo of gold.
Gold? Well, how did you know that? Hawk, what you getting me into?
Brazos, quick, up off the trail.
Now what?
Up this rise, back into the trees.
Now I know you, loco.
Just a little farther so we can look down on the trail. Right, now ease up.
Here, move.
Now look down there.
Huh? That stagecoach ain't moving. Hawk, it's a holder.
Yeah, by a lone rider. Kerchief over his face. Look good at him, Brazos.
On a flame-colored horse. Hawk, if you wasn't sitting right here next to me, I'd swear that is you. The California Kid.
That's all I want to know.
Sulfur-footed lizard. Well, let's don't wait. He's riding off. Let's get him before he gets away.
No, Brazos.
Well, Hawk, that's when you've been scared of a shooter.
I think I know where he's heading. Come on, let's go. This time we didn't ride furtively along the back trails, but straight and fast. Because for once I knew just where I was going. Come on, Brazos.
Oh, Hawk.
Miss Helen, meet my partner, Brazos John.
Oh, Hawk, I warned you not to come back to Live Oaks. You promised you'd leave the country.
That's right, only I forgot something.
But you don't know the danger you're in. Oh, please,
sorry,
go.
We're coming in without an invitation, but we're here to see your brother, Paul. Or isn't he here yet?
Why, no, he's
gone. Look along this gun barrel, you'll see me.
Hey, Hawk.
You'll both very carefully unbuckle your holsters and throw them over this way. I have the draw on you, California Kid.
You've got the draw, yes. But I'll argue which one of us is the kid.
You're suggesting that I am?
Fact of it is, I know it. Didn't figure you'd get home so quick after holding up the stage.
Oh, I know the short trails much better than you do.
Well, hey, you admit that you're the kid?
Larrabee, I must say you're very clever. Very clever. How you learned about it, I'll never know. Certainly I held up the stage.
Now?
Now? I shall collect the reward for bringing in the California Kid. Dead. Good day's work. What?
Oh, no, Paul. Please don't do it.
Keep out of my way, Helen.
Oh, Paul.
Hey, help her. Can't you see she's...
Your sister's fainted.
Just don't move. She'll be less bothered that way.
They're as low as they come. I wonder if Helen ever knew who you really were.
That I was the California Kid? Certainly.
So all the time she knew I was innocent. That answers a lot of questions.
The family name, you know. She didn't dare disclose my identity, fearing the disgrace. Not that she has any love for me.
I'll bet you'd even kill her.
Yes, if it were necessary. But right now, you shall have the honor.
With our hands in the air, you're shooting us in cold blood?
Thank you for expressing it so well. So now, Mr. Larrabee, you go first.
Robert Dawson!
Oh, no, you don't! Sheriff! Billy!
Howdy, Hawk. I reckon you take your hands down now.
Looks like the kid won't trouble you no more, Hawk.
But you shot Dawson. And all at once you're calling me by my right name.
Didn't get him any too soon, did we?
But you were gunning for me.
Yeah, seems we was mistaken about you, Hawk, at first. But I was pretty sure of your innocence when I let you walk out of that adobe jail.
You let me walk out?
I was wide awake when Miss Dawson slipped you the key through the window. Nobody ever escaped from my jail keeping that easy.
Then you knew Dawson was the California Kid.
Well, I was mighty suspicious. He was too anxious for the mob to string you up. We decided to give him plenty of rope. He did the rest.
Hey, Hall. Hope the gal's coming right.
Well, here, help me get to this cot, Brazos. There's nothing to worry about now, Miss Helen.
Hawk, you're still here.
Sure.
Hawk, he was going to kill you.
He won't now. Miss Helen, might as well give it to you straight. The real California Kid is dead.
Oh. Paul is dead?
Mighty sorry, Miss Dawson, but it had to be done.
Miss Dawson, I knew your dad. He's all right. I think I understand what this would mean to him. I'll do everything I can to cover up your family name.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hawk, I hate to say it, but
Well, she's in good hands now. It's getting late.
No, you're right, brothers. We can't lose any more time getting back to Black Mesa.
I'll get your money in saddlebags, Hawk.
All right.
Wait, Hawk.
Hmm?
Please don't go yet. I must prove to you that there is a tradition of hospitality at Live Oak.
Thanks, Miss Helen. But you don't have to prove that. Maybe sometime I'll ride this way again.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Hawk don't find a lot of reasons for riding over Bighorn Way. Real soon, I bet.
Come on, brothers, before you talk too much.
It's a mighty wide loop that Hawk Larrabee throws, but it's all well that ends well, as the old saying goes.
Each week at this time, we invite you to ride into the West with Hawk Larrabee, starring Elliot Lewis with Barton Yarborough, produced and directed by William N. Robeson, with vocal interludes by Andy Parker and the Plainsmen. Tonight's story was written by E. Jack Newman and Gomer Kuhl. Next week, at this same time, Hawk Larrabee rides your way again with another exciting adventure, the return of Edwin Crane. So be back with us next week when the Hawk is on the wing.
Hawk is on the wing and heading your way with another good story just a week from today. Come a tie, yippee, 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 yay. Come a tie, yippee, yippee, yay.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
From October 18, 1947. Co-writer Gomer Kuhl is best remembered for his work with Larry Roman, penning scripts for the adventure series Rocky Jordan, starring Jack Moyles. Kuhl was also a musician, specializing in cowboy songs. And allegedly was the inspiration for television character Gomer Pyle's first name. I'll bet that is not the most surprising and impressive fact about Mr. Kuhl. I'll share that with you and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, and a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more. Get 100 novelty songs today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code NOVELTY33.
He did the monster.
Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code NOVELTY33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only. It cannot be combined with any other offer.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with mild to moderate Alzheimer's dementia? A clinical study is currently underway in New Jersey at both Hackensack University Medical Center and Jersey Shore University Medical Center. The therapy uses a simple, safe, lightweight headband that you wear 3 times a day for just 15 minutes in the comfort of your home. The Institutional Review Board for the study determined that the device is a non-significant risk device. Similar FDA-approved medical devices are being used to effectively treat other conditions. The electrical field produced by the device is less powerful than the field produced by a cell phone. This 4-month treatment study is currently underway. Act now. Enrollment is limited. To learn more or to see if you qualify, call 551-AD-STUDY. That's 551-237-8839. Or visit adxstudy.com.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. In El Paso, Borderland veterans have a chance at tuition-free training to becoming emergency medical technicians as part of the Pathway for Heroes program. The program is a partnership between ProAction Emergency Services Institute and Workforce Solutions Borderplex. ProAction will hold a 3-month course in April, while Borderplex is covering the cost of tuition for applicable veterans. The course will show students how to assess patients and help with various medical emergencies. EMTs can also go into fields such as ambulance, 911 response, and firefighting. We're so proud of them, said Christina Rada, a ProAction spokesperson. Veterans and active service members come here with us. They're already heroes, and they're just going to continue that hero path.
I was talking about radio writer Gomer Cool. I mentioned his first name was the inspiration for the Jim Neighbors 1960s television character Gomer Pyle, first seen on the Andy Griffith Show, then spun off into his own series taking place at a U.S. Marine Corps base. Well, the original Gomer was born in Missouri in 1908, and quite impressively, Mr. Cool lived until 2012, passing away at age 103. How about that? He was survived by two sons, three grandchildren, and at least two great-grandchildren. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we are all out of time, but I want to remind you to take a moment and visit the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.